You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
My Andubla Oblongata is all fucked up.
You're what?
You're what? Well,
my Andubla is... my Andubla... Oh, my God. I said it correctly.
Say it.
Kareem Abdul.
If I say it fast, I can say it.
Okay.
Abdullah Abu Gaba. Abduba Abu Gada. Am I not Abduba? Abdullah Ablam.
You try. You're almost there. You're so close.
All right. What part am I not saying right?
All of it. Take the poison.
Abdullah Ablam. Fuck you. I can't say I'm good on
that. Uh-oh. What was that word?
I don't know. What is it?
Medulla oblongata.
It's medulla?
Yeah.
It begins with an M? What?
Ding.
Oh my God, this is so different than what I thought it was going to be.
You stupid fucking cunt.
I sound like an idiot.
Jersey Jerk. All day, every day. Woo!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Don't forget, you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com and download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. What's up, bitches?
Fuck you, bitch.
Oh, no. That's going to be our new form of communication.
Yeah, we're not talking to each other anymore.
Yeah, we're not friends in real life anymore.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Fuck you, lady!
For the record, before you tell the story, because I know that's where it's going, I was a little pissed I wasn't asked to go down. And after hearing the story, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You did me a favor because I would just have fucking agita.
Agita?
After this fuck, yeah.
What's agita?
Yeah, agita.
No, I don't know what that is.
Look it up.
Anxiety.
Right. Yeah. How do you spell it? Is it like anxiety?
It's anxiety.
Yeah, just take the word
don't
for
talk
it.
To it's me, all right.
You're in for a rough one.
You know what? I've been prepared for it.
I'm your only ally here.
While it was happening.
You're allowed to do weekends away?
Yeah, I'm allowed to do weekends
away. All right. Future
what
reference.
Does that mean?
No, please. Don't do me any favors.
Listen, this is the last time.
Yeah.
Don't do me any fucking favors.
If I ever see Missy on any other day than a Thursday, trust me, it's bad luck.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Hey, fucking men.
I got it. Please, by all means. I know you're going to get more into detail than what you told me. So.
All right. I mean, I'm not fucking slurring on myself.
Are you ready to take this, right?
There's nothing really to take.
I mean, I got to assume at this point you already know everything that happened, even though you claim you didn't the next morning.
No, the next morning I didn't, but as the day went on, I fucking remembered everything.
You're used to taking it on the chin, so you'll be good.
What the fuck does that mean? But no, as the day went on, I remembered everything. But just when I first got up, I didn't.
No, you didn't. No. What's up, everybody?
Fuck you.
Yeah, like, are you mad at me? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, are you mad at me? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I was like, all right. As the memory started to come back, I was like, oh, this is the worst people in the world.
After she said the very last show we did, she said she's not the same person she was.
Right.
When she drinks alcohol. And let me tell you something.
Bullshit.
This was the worst out of any other time I've seen her.
Oh, by far.
And I take back every bad thing I ever said about her ex-boyfriend. Because it ain't him.
No, don't even bring that up.
It's you.
Don't even bring that up.
It's not him. He actually
fuck your face.
No, no, we're not going there.
No, we're not. But okay. Now I know for a fact it's you.
No, we're not going.
We're not.
There. Okay.
I just said it's you.
All right.
That's all. Nobody else. Only Missy.
Yeah. So anyway, we had a Jersey Jerks.
We had a D-Day.
Listen. We had a Memorial Day hurrah.
I was hoping for a double D day.
No.
You know, getting her down there, you weren't going to see any titties.
Oh, dude, it's worse than you could possibly think.
Please.
Any titties that were possibly in play disappeared when a Tasmanian devil showed up at the bar.
Yeah, so
douche chills. I got douche chills.
Please,
still.
Tell me, I took
a billion showers since I've been back, and I still can't get rid of these douche chills. I'm losing layers of skin.
You are just douchey to the core.
Yeah, so
What did you do?
All right, well,
we went down the
first thing was we all said we were going to meet up for this event that was taking place on Friday morning, early Friday morning for a FM radio show that was doing something at one of the bars in Wildwood, New Jersey. So we talked about it. We said, now, you overslept. We found out later on, obviously, when you woke up. I didn't think you were coming at that point.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm saying, yeah. I'm just telling you my perspective. I didn't think you were coming. I thought the whole point was you were coming there. You're going to hang out for a little bit. And then you guys were bouncing because I thought you said you guys had something to do. I told Chris this.
We had something
to
do on Saturday.
Yeah. I misunderstood. Right. I thought it was Friday. Okay. So I was like, all right, whatever. So, would you show up like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was
something like that.
It was like mid, late afternoon, whatever. She was already drinking. You're drinking those Bud Mangaritos or whatever.
Yeah, but when I first got there, I hadn't been drinking.
No. Oh, okay. You guys showed up with the Mangaritos and were drinking, right?
Yeah, we brought the Mangaritos.
Yeah. And then she got lit. We weren't even at the bar yet when you were already.
I only drank one Mangarita. No, listen. Listen. I drank one Mangarita before we ate. Then we ate. And then I forgot about the other one. Then I opened the other one.
Right.
And started drinking right before we went to the bar. Like, I didn't even finish
Hold
the
on, but
thing.
Didn't you guys go and get beer?
Yeah, but we got beer for you.
You guys didn't get anything for yourselves?
Mm-mm. No, I wanted to buy beer for you guys.
Okay. All right, but I thought you were drinking the whole time you were there.
All right. No, I don't drink Miller Lite.
No, I know. No, but
she only drinks high-class stuff like PBR.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
So
8,000 questions. They didn't bring anything, didn't pay for the house. 8,000 questions. You sure you want Miller Lite? Yeah, bitch, get the Miller Lite.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought I was going
to
get you like vodka or something.
She was forcing you to go to PBR.
Yeah.
No, that's what
we already had.
PBR.
We already had vodka, so we didn't need
Yeah, that's what Sean eventually wound up telling me.
Right. So anyway, that night, fast forward that night, we went to the same old bar we always hang out when we're down there. And at some point, I mean, everything was fine, really. At some point, you started seeing the decay of the night. Because in the beginning, while we were there, you were pretty much out of sight because you were on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
And then at some point, you guys made your way back to us. We were standing at the very back of the bar.
Like in the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same spot we always take when we're there.
Big mirror right
So,
there.
Yeah. You made sure you made use of that. So, Missy's obviously feeling good at this point because she is bopping up and down like a bouncy ball on top of words you see on the screen, like all over the friggin' bar.
Yeah, I was having fun at that point.
Right. And, you know, you were like interacting, blah, blah, and you were socializing with people and stuff like that. But then you hit a point where you were just out of fucking control, like out of control, like blackout, out of control.
No, I wasn't blacked out at that point, which is weird because I was having moments of clarity during that.
Okay, so you were like literally trying to take shit out of dudes' pockets.
I remember that.
Okay, well, okay. That's...
I was like fucking around though.
Yeah, but the guy was like 70 years old. For all we know, you were taking his heart medication out of his pocket.
No, it was like jokey. I was being jokey. I made friends with a bunch of people.
So why is it if a guy does that to a girl, he gets thrown out of the fucking bar, but a girl
goes
to
jail for rape?
Yeah. I was making friends with people
by stealing shit out of his pocket.
It was a joke.
Well, wait a minute. And then she was like talking to dudes and talking to people and whatever. But then there was a point where you were grabbing a dude's hand when he was with his girl, and we were like, oh shit. We were just like, what? This is going to get bad.
No, it was fine.
Yeah, it turned out to be fine, but it was like,
I made friends with them.
aren't you there to bond with you? With
no, with no, not bond at all. With no, who? Not us. Not us. It wasn't.
Who was there?
I thought they were.
You always complain
like,
that nobody hangs out.
I thought the boys were
out
on the prowl.
Nobody was on the prowl. We were sitting at the fucking bar.
Don't you know?
I don't know.
And you were.
I figured it out eventually, and then I was dancing with everybody, so I figured it out.
And whatever. And then, like, you know, she's still dancing, whatever. And then she had a nice. She had some alone time with her in a mirror. She was dancing like
some
three songs.
She was staring at herself.
Oh my god, dude! I thought
never
she was gonna,
anything like
I
it.
I thought she was gonna fuck the mirror. Like she was like
no one else was dancing with me, so I was dancing.
She
with myself.
Was like she
not
was
a dancing
you were,
crew.
You were about to tongue the mirror. Like she was.
I was
she was making love to her image.
It has it, nothing to do with it not being a dancing crew because Jeff will fucking dance.
Jeff
with her.
Was dancing with me.
Yeah, once he got yeah,
he was awesome. He was so much fun.
You turned into an absolute asshole. Yeah. That's why nobody was dancing with you.
Wait, why?
You were a fucking
you were
asshole.
The center of attention yes. for the entire bar for
was,
acting like an
me,
asshole.
Look at me, look at me.
Okay.
People literally moved away from
yes,
us.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Melissa.
She made friends. We made enemies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
She was making friends. We were making enemies by association.
Look, and at one point during the night... one girl came over to me, and she said something to the effect of, we were standing by the bathroom for a reason. Like, oh, you guys positioned yourself in a good spot. You're right by the bathroom, so you can check every girl out that walks by. And I laughed, and I was like, yeah, of course. Like, where else would you want to be? At that point, she's, like, laughing. We started talking, and Missy came over and started, like, fucking grinding on her. This bitch turned around and walked away.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
oh.
listen, she wasn't... I mean, she was doable for the weekend, but I wasn't thinking
form.
Anything of it. But like, that's the level of asshole that you were.
Yeah.
You chased everybody yes. away from
I
us.
Felt
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
That's yeah. the level of asshole yeah. you were.
All right. Well, I felt
like
I was
you realize we had to hold back and moving around to the side of the bar because everybody moved away.
Notice our bartender stopped coming to our side of the bar at some yeah. point, and we were like flagging her down, like somebody, like please.
And it sucks.
We're
too,
dry
because,
over here.
Like as much as I was drinking, I was you know, I wasn't anywhere near her level.
Nobody but, was.
Yeah, I died before I got to that.
Nobody
level.
Was at her level. She was on a level on her by herself.
I was all my.
She was top
was
of the pyramid.
Don't you realize who you're there with?
I don't know. What
she
that
don't
means.
Give a shit.
Look at the people you're there with. You know, you pretty much know.
Listen,
very well
here's
the two
the
guys
thing.
You're there with.
Here's
right?
the thing.
You know, you can't act a certain.
I kind of expected. Wait a minute.
I don't know what that means.
I kind of expected.
Like an asshole, I guess.
I kind of expected like,
quote,
her to a certain point. Like it was. I was get. I understood at to up to a certain point. The point that everything really went to shit. Like that was just the beginning of the end. It wasn't like you know. It wasn't like she was throwing Molotov cocktails
right,
across
right.
the
I'm
bar.
Trying yeah. to, I'm trying to get a visual
but,
of what's going on.
But
every time, I mean, I know you don't go to bars anymore. But when you were younger and you went to bars, and
yeah.
there was always that one person in the bar that everybody laughed at.
Yeah,
that was her.
Yeah, that was her.
That was her.
Jesus.
Yeah, but. Here's where everything took a turn for the worse and stayed that way. Like that was nothing. What we just said was pretty much nothing compared to this. At the end of the night, it was pretty much we were wrapping up. She was dancing closer to the dance floor. You were like on the other end of the
right.
bar we were at. So we got drinks. We got drinks and shots. We did our shots and she came over, saw us doing our shots and flipped the fuck out.
I thought it was your birthday shot and I was upset.
Mm-mm.
It would have been the ninth birthday shot we did that
You weren't
night.
Even talking to me. You were yelling at Biffle. You grabbed her by the side of her face and you're like, what the fuck? I'm not good enough to get a fucking shot?
That's bullshit.
No, it's not because I said, Missy, I was right there. I was right next to her. I was like, Missy, we'll do a shot. I'll buy you a shot. I'll buy you a shot. And I bought you and myself a shot.
Right, right.
And we did a shot.
Right.
And you, like, right after you did that shot, like, not even 30 seconds later, I couldn't hear what you two were talking about.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold
okay.
on. But that's fine.
Right.
That obviously, I didn't hear it because it wasn't my business.
Right.
But you bolted out the door at that point. And she's like, I got to go after her. I was like, go after her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that was the turning point of the night. That's when everything went to shit. That's where it really affected me. At that point,
okay.
once you left, nothing recovered from there.
See, this is where I'm confused by that. The whole statement and everything that you're saying is because me and Kim, we fucking walked back to the house and she said that, and I remember this as well. When she met up with me, it was like nothing had happened. I was just like, I need to get out of there because I was bored.
Mm-mm. No, that's not. And you know what? If that's what she said to you, then somebody's lying to me because
No. She talked to me about like what had happened, and I remember what had happened.
She told me something you said that I was like, what? And I couldn't believe it. She said that she was like chasing you home, and you were like pissed off and angry, and you were like saying something about killing yourself. And I was like, what?
Not at that moment. I was talking about something that we were talking about when we were at the bar.
No, it wasn't at the bar you said this. It was when you left. It was after the bar.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was upset. I was like, why? Like, what? My point was, what happened that it got to that point?
No,
right?
It was not like that at all.
Okay. But that's not the only thing. The other thing was, is that once we got back to the house... Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, you guys are here. I didn't think you guys were going to be there yet. I figured you guys would just take a walk. I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea.
Right.
Showed up, and I was like, oh, you guys are here. Now, my face was, like, right up against the screen of the screened-in porch. You ran right over and put your cigarette, like, right where my face was, in the screen.
I know.
Now, I backed up.
I felt like an asshole.
I backed up. I wasn't worried about getting burned. I was just like, what the fuck? She's putting in the screen now?
Hmm. And that's when I got angry. Like, everything she did up until that point, I was like, that's just Missy. I really... didn't care. Right. Like, even when she stormed out of the bar, like, I had seen you yelling at Kim. So I kind of, like, after you stormed out and Kim stormed out, I kind of said to Fava, I was like, what happened? And he told me what Kim told him, and I was just like...
No, I told you what I heard her say to Kim. Right. I didn't know what Kim said. She didn't say nothing to me at that point. All she said was, I got to go after her. And I said, go.
And I when Fata, I said, you know, I'm not here to babysit. She can go drown in the ocean for all I care.
Right.
Yeah, I don't babysit around here. I'm not going away to fucking babysit.
No, and that's not even
an
issue.
And once you put the cigarette through the screen, I kind of just threw up my hands and I was like, I'm going to go to bed because if not, I'm going to choke a motherfucker tonight.
Yeah. And I don't blame you because that's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, the house was in my name. The security deposit was in my name. And trust me, I don't want to spend all day Saturday rescreening a screened in porch so I don't lose my $300.
Absolutely. You're 100% right.
At that point, there's no point in rescreening. It would cost more than that to rescreen after.
No, a screen's cheap.
Yeah, but in my defense, I
don't know
did.
How that screen was put in, but.
It was stapled on. I could have done that in a couple hours, but the point was I'm not
doing
all
that shit on
Saturday.
Right,
absolutely. And the next morning when I got up and, you know, I was putting all the pieces back together, I fucking cleaned the shit out of the screen. I didn't burn a hole in it. I made sure I got all the ashes off of it. I fucking swept the whole porch. I cleaned up all the ashes. I fucking did all the dishes. I took out all the recyclables. Like,
that's what a woman should do.
I don't know how to do that shit. I was saying to Chris, I'm like, am I doing this right? And he's like half asleep. Like, I don't know. Yeah. And I'm like, you know?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, once we got back to the house, that's when things became really bad, and I don't know why.
I left for like an hour.
Hold
this
on
is what
a second. I'm going to explain it to you, like the timeline of what happened.
All right.
So we got back to the house, and after the cigarette incident, whatever, everybody was pretty much like scrambled. Like Chris went to bed, Sean went to bed, Jeff was still sitting on the couch inside watching TV, Jerry was getting ready to go to bed, and it was basically you, Biffle, myself. And I said, okay, I said, obviously, you guys are can't drive, can't go anywhere. I'm going to set up the room thing for you. So I had Jeff move his shit into Jerry's room and the room that was open.
Yeah, I didn't like any of that.
No, I know. You went upstairs and you checked out the rooms and you came down and you were paranoid. You were freaking out. You were like, I can't stay here. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. And then you start freaking out for your keys. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't giving you your keys. And rightfully so. If you have to think on some level, she was doing the right thing, right?
She was doing the right thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
100%.
Because you were like, fuck you. You were cursing her out. Like, yeah, I fucking hate you. Like,
I fucking freaked out.
And I was telling you, I was trying to calm you down. I was like, listen, nobody's trying to make you do shit you don't want to do, but really, you can't go anywhere.
Right. And I understood that.
Not to trap you. Just because you're not able to drive anymore.
No, I wasn't able to drive.
But you were fighting me on that.
Meanwhile,
and I got angry because I'm like, why am I fighting with this person about common sense?
Absolutely, and I understand that too.
Okay, and then you kept asking for your keys, and then finally you were fed up and you took a walk. You're like, I'm leaving. I'm going for a walk. Right? No. And you were gone for a little while, and then that's when she started explaining to me what was happening.
I was gone for like an hour. I felt okay.
Something like that. 45 minutes. I don't know what it was. she started explaining to me what had happened from the moment you guys left the bar. And I was like in shock. I'm like, what happened? Like, how did it happen? Like, where did it go wrong? Everything was fine until that very last moment in the bar. And then the shit hit the fan and it was just bad. Then finally you came back and you were upset. Now, I'm not drunk at all at this point. I wasn't drunk.
Right.
So I remember everything you said, and you came back and you were pissed off now because now you were pissed off because you were calling.
I remember all this completely.
You were calling her.
Biffle, yeah.
And she didn't answer. But honestly, I don't think she had her phone.
She didn't. It was charging.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, because I didn't hear anything.
No, it was charging.
It was pretty quiet when we went. And at that point, you finally, I thought you were starting to settle down. You sat next to her. We were talking or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you just like, I think because we were talking, you like, you gave me one of those, like kind of like, you're bored, what the fuck, no one's talking to me type of thing.
No.
We were just finishing up the conversation.
No.
And then you stood up, and I was like, miss, I was like, relax. I was like, do you want something? Like, can I get you something? You're like, no, I want to go. I don't want to be here. I want to go. And I'm like, you can't go. And that, when as soon as I said you can't go, you lost it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you start screaming for your keys. And it was like, I don't know, good 15 minutes. And finally, I said, you know what? You do what you want to do. I can't say anything to her anymore because she has completely lost her mind. And she told you where the keys were. And then because you couldn't find them, you were like, you fucking liar. They're not in the kitchen. And I was like, I went in the kitchen and I found them and I gave them to you.
Right.
You made a beeline for your car. And the first thing you did, you started your car. And I was like,
yeah, but did
No.
Why?
I came. Okay. No. Hold on a second. And I came to you at that point. But she went to get her shit out of the car because she thought you were going to drive. And I'm like, I'm not going to let her drive. And I walked over to the car. Remember, I knocked on your glass and I said, listen, are you driving home? And you like, you were out of it. You're like, I'm fucked up. I can't drive home. And I'm like, all right, well.
I said, I'm charging my phone.
Yeah.
I'm getting
and
the
you
car
were checking,
warm.
You were saying you were checking your emails. That's what you were
and
telling me.
And then I was going to come in the house.
And I said, all right, do what you got to do. I said, you know, just I hope when you're done, you come back in, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
Right. You never came back in.
No, I slept in my car.
Yeah, slept in your car. Because the next morning, I was the first one to wake up. Didn't even notice you were in your car. I didn't even go outside yet. I went to make coffee. And I sat on the porch having a cigarette. And I saw something in the car. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I saw movement. And I'm like, no way. So I walked like halfway down the lawn. And I saw a body under like a blanket or something. Yeah. And I was like, unfucking believable. And then,
why? Is that a bad thing?
Missy, you had a place to stay. You didn't have to sleep in the car. You know, we're down there as like, we're like down there as guests. You know what I mean? Like if neighbors complain to the guy we rented the house from, that's not good.
Right.
You know,
I agree.
And it's just like, we're in Cape May. We're not in Camden. So we wouldn't expect you to have to sleep in your car like a hobo. You know what I mean? You had two couches to choose too if you didn't want the room. It was up to you.
I would have done that.
Yeah. It was up to you. I even said you have the option. You have this couch, that bedroom. It's up to you. Totally up to you.
I wanted to sleep on the porch.
You could have slept on the porch.
I know.
As long as you weren't visible, you could have slept on the porch.
That was my goal.
Nobody was there.
And that's why I got frustrated.
Well, the way you acted was uncalled for.
Absolutely. You
have no idea how lucky you are that Fob was there. None.
Well,
because
I'm glad that you were there. Well,
you should be, because when I was laying in bed and I heard all this yelling,
I
wasn't too drunk to get back up, I would have walked into the kitchen, grabbed your keys, and threw them on the front lawn.
Yeah, that's
the
other thing.
Right.
I had to
here.
Calm you down because
you were
screaming outside on the lawn, give me my fucking keys. And I was like, Missy, someone's going to call the cops.
Yeah.
If they come here, it's over.
Right.
And you were like, I want my fucking keys. You just were just agitated.
Mm.
And I'm like, I told Biffle, I was like, Kim, you got to just do whatever you got to do right now because she has to be quiet. She cannot be fucking yelling at this late. It was 3:30 in the morning. It was like, this is too fucking early. This is a family town. There isn't like frat houses around us. This is going to get
like
bad.
Yeah, it's not like Wildwood.
No.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then finally you got your keys, you did whatever. And it was just like, at that point I was spent. My head was throbbing. My throat hurt from yelling. I'm like sitting there like, what the fuck? And I got mad because I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, I took you at your word when you said you weren't the same. And you proved me right. Now, you didn't prove me right because I didn't even accuse you of being worse. I didn't think you'd be worse. You were worse that night than any time I hung out with you. And it wasn't many put together. And it's like, she's 35 years old. She's acting like a little baby. And I'm like, why? What happened? Who did what to her? Nobody fucked around with her. Nobody did anything to like take advantage of her. So what? Why with the fucking production?
I mean, if you want me to explain it, I will.
You can, but I mean, it doesn't. At this point, it doesn't matter because it happened. And you know what pissed me off the next day too? Once he told you what you did with the screen, that was the only thing you were apologetic for. You didn't apologize to me at all. That's why I left the room.
I didn't.
And that's why I didn't fucking come back the rest of the day. I stayed in the yard.
And that was the thing is that you were so livid.
Yeah.
That I didn't think.
You disrespected me completely.
I didn't
after
know,
I was looking
I
out for you.
I had no idea how to apologize to you.
Well.
And that was my main thing.
Honestly, you should have left. You
I
should've.
Wanted to leave a thousand fucking times.
No, not I'm that sorry. Night. The next day.
No, I'm talking about that the next day. I wanted to leave a thousand fucking times.
And he had explained to you. When he was telling you how mad he was about the porch, about the screen, he was saying, listen, it's obvious. If you're going to stay, you can't drink.
Right.
Plain and simple.
And I didn't.
And you that's what you said. You're like, well, I'm not drinking. Chris is like, no, no one's telling you what to do. You're going to do what you want to do. But basically, he's saying, we know you can't drink for the next fucking night.
Right. And I didn't.
I know.
Okay.
But that's what he was trying to say, that you weren't going to drink, or you were going to drink, basically, because there's no way you're going to make it through the next morning without drinking.
What?
His point was, since you can't control your alcohol, you got to leave.
But I asked you straight up if you wanted me to leave.
And I told you that you aren't going to be able to get through tonight without drinking.
And she didn't, because she left at some
right.
point.
Right.
But I... Okay.
That was my answer to you.
What?
I was trying to be nice instead of saying, no, you got to get the fuck out.
See, and that was what I was thinking in my head, is that... And I even said
you
that
You should
to
have
Kim.
Known, though. You should have known.
Like, I...
You were embarrassed. You couldn't even say hello. You couldn't even say, I'm sorry to me. You said, I don't even know how to apologize to you at that point.
Yeah.
Don't you think the best course of action is to distance yourself from me? Which I did from you. I let you fucking bogart the entire front porch all day while I stayed out back. And then finally everybody migrated to me. And then what had happened later on that day, you invite somebody else to the house. And we were just floored.
I said to Fab, I was like, she's really going to make me be the bad guy here and throw her out. Yeah. She's not going to leave on her own.
We were like, who the fuck is this now?
Well, no, she was just like passing through. That's why.
She knew exactly where we lived, or you told her where we were?
No, I told her.
Well, then you invited her over.
Well, no, I thought, and I guess this is me.
Should have asked. It wasn't your place to invite somebody else over. It just wasn't.
No, I mean, I get all that. I just...
Now, if Friday night Jesus went Christ, well, if Friday night went well, this. Nobody would even care that you invited somebody else over.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it was like pouring salt open wound. You know what I mean? It was like the damage was done. And instead of putting the fire out, you're trying to put it out with gasoline. It's like,
oh Jesus!
His
face was so priceless.
You looked like what's his name in Ghostbusters when he saw the ghost and the cigarette fell and hung to his lip. That's exactly what his face was. Didn't you find it odd that we were all kind of quiet when you introduced
her? I felt bad because nobody really said anything to your friend. I think we were just all in shock that you actually had the balls to invite somebody else over.
I assumed. I'm totally blindsided by that. No, I thought that if you guys wanted me to leave, you would have told me to fucking leave.
Well, I wasn't speaking to you, and it wasn't my place. I said to him, when you were still there, I was like, I don't think she got it, because I don't think he was clear enough for you.
No,
I think if he
not
told,
at all.
If he told me, actually, if it was me, he wouldn't have to tell me. I would have been gone already. But I said, I don't think she got what you were saying, because she's still here. And you were still kind of like, you know, you can tell that it was uncomfortable that when you were there, because you would like, if you had to go to the bathroom, you'd like walk or you'd be like, hey guys. And you just go to the bathroom and then come back out and run back out to the porch.
But
there was like no eye contact.
But I thought that was because you were pissed off at me.
Why do I got to be the asshole and throw you out? Like, you could tell everybody was angry with you. Why do I got to be the asshole and say, no, miss, you got to get the fuck out of here?
You didn't have an inkling of that they were mad at
anything? I thought Chris wasn't mad at me anymore at all. I thought Fabio was, and that was it.
Yeah, but that's enough, isn't it? You're there, and you fucked up day one of what's supposed to be a long vacation week. you kind of got to use common sense. I mean, we've all been in that predicament, I'm sure.
No. All right. Unless I left on my own accord and be
that's
like, you
what
know
I'm
what?
Saying.
I was a dick. I need to go
exactly.
because
that's
I need people to just fucking relax.
Yeah.
I was high strung all day. That was my day. I was like, this fucking blows. I felt trapped. I was like, all right. And we were supposed to go out to fucking dinner. And we never went. And I was pissed about that. And I'm like,
is that my fault?
Kind of, yeah. Because we were waiting for you guys to fucking go. We thought you were.
And nobody knew your plans for that day.
He told me, I was under the impression, I told you this at the beginning of this story, I was under the impression that you were going to come hang out for the Keenan's thing. And then you guys were going to bolt because you had something to do later that night.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who clarified that it was no. They had something to do Saturday. And I'm like, well, it's fucking Saturday and they're still here. What the fuck? Like, I did not want to see you anymore. I was like, I feel bad for Biffle, but I was like, I need a break. I need her because you didn't say a word to me. You didn't say boo to me. You didn't apologize, which I thought I was owed one. And I was like, you know what? And I said to you that morning, I was like, you know what? I don't want to fucking steamroll you right now. I just want to let it go.
Right.
But I still think I should have gotten an apology because had you done that, I would have really calmed down. I had to calm down because I didn't want to ruin everybody else's fucking day by yelling at you and, you know, basically reliving the night before.
See, this is what I'm confused about. And then, listen, me being who I am, and I would have. Apologize to you.
You should have it. No one needs to tell you that. You're 35.
No. Kim's the one who told me that it was something that she said that me and you had to hash out later on. That you specifically told her that you didn't want to talk to me about it.
No. I didn't want – you wanted to know why I was mad at you that morning.
I wanted us to be able to hash it out, and Kim told me to stop.
No. It infuriated me because if I have to tell you – while I'm still like, well, it's still fresh in my mind.
Right. You're going to flip out.
I didn't want to tell you. You should know. And even if you didn't know all the details, you should at least know that you were a fucking asshole that night.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry for acting like an asshole would have covered pretty much from 10:30 to 3:30.
And I knew that.
Yeah. Blanket statement would have been nice.
No. And I knew that. And I would have. I absolutely would have. But
no.
I was under the impression that it wouldn't have been a good idea. I swear to God, that's why I didn't apologize to you.
Nah, I don't. No offense, but I don't buy it.
It's not anything to buy. I fucking apologized to Chris. Man.
I know, and that pissed me off even more.
Well,
I was sitting
fuck?
Right the fuck next to him, and I was the one who was taking care of you at the end
well,
of the
then
fucking
that's why
night.
You should buy what the fuck I'm saying.
No, but you were talking to him. You weren't looking at me. You were talking to him about the house.
Yeah, and I was saying, like, I would have that same fucking little powwow shit that I did with Chris with you, but I was told not to.
Yeah, first of
but
all,
nobody tells
since
you what to
when,
do.
Yeah, I was going to say, since when do you ever follow what anyone tells you what to do?
After I was a hurricane of a human being the night before, yeah, I should probably listen to somebody. So, yeah, I listened.
Yeah, you didn't listen to anybody except Biffle, but that was the following day by the time
that's
it was too
late. That's what I'm
talking about. Hold on a second. For us to hash it out on our own, away from everybody else, that is one thing that should have been done later.
Okay.
A simple fucking apology, like a blanket statement, would have sufficed that day. Considering.
Fob, I literally said to you, did I ruin your birthday? And you said, kinda. And I said,
no, I said, yes.
No, you said, kinda.
No.
And I said, I'm sorry. Right fucking there.
No, you said happy birthday.
I said
you
happy never said, birthday, I'm sorry.
You never said you were sorry.
Yes, I did.
And you were in a real playful mood, which infuriated me even more. Because it's like, does she take anything serious? Or is
of
like everything?
Of course I did.
Right, but I felt like I was a fucking joke. And I was like, oh, it's funny.
No, it's not a fucking joke. It's me trying to make the best of a bad situation.
The problem is you want... And listen, you are who you are, and ain't nobody going to fucking change you. And that's fine. That's who you are. But I am who I am. And if you want me to accept you, you got to accept me too. Or else it ain't going to work. And that's really what it came down to. As accommodating as I was trying to be because I cared about your fucking safety, you basically threw it back in my face.
And that was not my intentions at all. This is a miscommunication. This is why
Well, you were fucked up. You were an asshole. You can't drink and you're an asshole when you drink. And I've only seen you 3 times now drinking. You've been an asshole every fucking time, except this was beyond biblical proportions.
Right.
Every other time was fucking kindergarten compared to that.
Right, and I understand that. But what I'm trying to say to you is, when I sat there, I feel like I know Chris better than you. So I felt like I could fucking sit there and have a conversation with him about it. You know what I mean? So that's why I sat there.
About what?
Apologizing to him.
To him?
Yes.
Forget him. Fuck him. You were supposed to apologize to me separately about a separate occasion. Whatever you said to him was fine. Good for you. You weren't out of the shit yet.
I was under the impression that it was going to make you more mad, Fabio.
No. The fact that you...
Period.
No, you made
the
me more mad.
The fact that we had the conversation to begin with, and I'm sitting there and I'm saying, oh, why don't I make you cake or something then? You're
I don't want a fucking cake. No.
Yeah, but in that conversation, I fucking said that I was sorry to you.
No. I would have put the cake.
No. No.
When I said, did I ruin your birthday? You fucking said kind of.
No.
And it broke my fucking heart. And I said that I was sorry.
It broke your heart? Really?
I'm not trying to get sympathy here. I'm trying to let
I'm
you know.
I'm not giving you no fucking sympathy. Don't you worry about it.
Well, what I'm fucking saying is I was under the impression that it would have been made it worse. And I didn't want to make your birthday worse after I had already ruined it.
How does an apology possibly make something?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Because he didn't want it to be brought up is the way I was looking at it.
He's a 40-year-old man.
Yeah, exactly.
An apology is going to set the tone.
Yeah. I'm an adult. An apology works in a lot of circles. Maybe not yours, but it does. I don't need you to
pay me. It does in mine. I fucking apologize to Chris. You can't sit there and say that, like, I was fearful of you. Period.
Why were you fearful? What did I do?
Because you were angry.
So what? Did I look like I was stepping up to you to knock you out?
Even though you sounded very scary.
Even though you punched me like two or three times the night before?
Yeah, well.
That's fucking annoying.
Is annoying. It is fucking annoying. Fucking it's like, annoying. Grow the fuck up. You're the only one in the bar doing it. And there's age ranges from 21 to fucking 81. And she's the only one acting a fool. And it's like.
I have ADHD.
Whatever. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. Chances are 30% of that bar had ADHD.
Well, I have a fucking, this is how I act.
Yeah,
when I
get
shit.
That.
Okay.
I get that. And I'm convinced that you have a fucking problem. And it's obvious.
I don't know what that means.
You can't control your alcohol. You're like, you're even more immature when you're drinking.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Well, it's like, if you know that, why do you think anybody would be up for it?
Because I thought, all right, I was like.
You think we all act like fucking immature assholes when we're drunk?
No, I know only I do. But like, I fucking was like, I thought I had it on lock. And I was like, at one point, I was like, all right, I can't fucking drink anymore because I had already drank this, and this. And Kim even said I completely stopped drinking at one point. So she knew that she saw that I knew that I was getting out of control. And I fucking stopped it. But it was too late.
Okay, I'm glad you're telling me, but it doesn't change what happened.
It doesn't. I'm not trying
to
change what
happened.
You're
a grown-ass woman. How can you not control yourself?
I was having a fucking good time. I was having
fun.
At
the expense of...
Well, I was having fun,
man. You see what I'm saying?
And here's the thing, miss. When Kim ordered waters for you and her, I started breaking her balls, like, that she's not drinking anymore. And she's like, well, I kind of have to. And she gave me one of those, like nodding at you.
She can drink all fucking day if she wants. She doesn't have to keep up pace with me. We don't have to drink water at the same time.
But if she's drinking, you're going to drink.
No, I'm not.
Well, when she took a shot, you flipped out.
There was something else that fucking happened. There was something else that was triggered completely.
Yeah, and by the way, that birthday shot you thought we were taking, we had already taken it all together. You even took a picture.
Multiple times.
Yeah, you even took a picture. It was at midnight. This was at like
1:30. I didn't take a fucking picture. I have no pictures on my phone.
You tried to take a selfie. It was pitch black of you and me while we were all in the group at the bar. You were standing in front of the mirror next to me. We were cheek to
cheek. She was in front of the mirror? When was that?
No, but she wasn't facing it. She was facing the bar with me. We were cheek to cheek. She was like, here, I'm taking a selfie. So I got in on it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, we took the birthday shot.
I understand that.
I know.
At this point, I thought it was the birthday shot, I'm assuming.
No, you knew the birthday shot. You just... You were that far gone. You were that far gone where you just were like, what the fuck? You didn't remember the birthday shot? You had already taken it an hour before. It was like, all right, time has passed now. And you were already gone. You were like dancing. So we figured she's doing her own thing because we always do the whole head count thing when we're getting drinks. And if you're not there, you ain't getting a drink.
Right.
Because if we order it and you don't want it, then it's a waste.
And I understand that.
Okay, but that's not what happened. All right. You acted a fool when you came back and saw.
I acted a fool the whole time, apparently, to you.
Listen, you could get mad at me all you want.
I'm not mad at you. I'm frustrated because.
You could be frustrated. But what I'm telling you is not an exaggeration. Everyone saw it. My thing was, I feel like an asshole because I was trying to calm you down the rest of the night after the fact. And then I got mad at myself because I'm like, why the fuck am I even bothering trying to take care of this girl? She doesn't give a fuck about anybody but herself. And I'm sitting there like an asshole trying to make people move out of their rooms. And then she's so fucking ungrateful. And it's like, I don't like the setup. I can't be here. I don't want to stay. It's like
it
that.
Wasn't that.
Who the fuck?
That was when I almost got up out of bed and came out of room.
Listen,
that.
This is it.
I was so mad when I heard you say that. Like, we all paid for this house. We extended you
that
an invitation to stay
problem.
With us.
That was the fucking problem.
And it like, wasn't good enough for you.
It's nothing. You guys are fucking assholes. It has nothing to do with that. Like, if I can't communicate shit properly, that's fine. I'm fucking explaining myself right now. I was drunk and I couldn't explain what I was trying to say. That's why I kept jumping around everything I'm saying. If you want to hear what I have to say right now, I'm all for it.
But how can you explain yourself when you, like, were so fucking out of it at the time?
I didn't want anyone to move their shit. I hated that whole thing.
But it already
happened.
It happened already.
Yeah. And I wanted it to stop. And that's it. I
but
wanted
it
to stop.
It was stopped. Nobody else moved anything else. The room was open.
I wanted everyone to go back to where they were.
But they already went to bed at that point. Like, see, that's what I mean. That's the immaturity right there.
It's not immaturity. I was thinking about them.
Wait, whoa. So people were accommodating you by just moving bags and suitcases and shit
God,
like that?
Oh, my God. I didn't want them to.
Oh, is that what they were doing?
Was, yes. And okay. I didn't right. want them to.
It
I was trying to
one
get them to stop.
Person. It was just Jeff. Jeff moved. He didn't even unpack. His shit was in a bag on the bed. All he did was move it from the bed in that room to the bed in Jerry's room.
I didn't want him to. That was the thing at the end of the day. I didn't want him to.
It's not like there's this big commotion going on, right? I'm thinking like everybody's moving shit.
No.
No, I it wasn't didn't like want that anybody
upstairs,
to change their life.
Upstairs,
what
there was
that?
Two
Nobody's
bedrooms.
Changing their
I didn't
life.
Want anything to change.
Upstairs, there were two bedrooms that had multiple beds in it.
Okay.
We assumed that Missy and Kim would be more comfortable sharing a room
yeah,
than sharing
sense.
A room with somebody they barely know.
That's right.
What you got to understand, even though they're assholes.
That's common
even
sense.
Though, even though they're a bunch of assholes, they're nice guys. And all they're trying to do is accommodate you.
I didn't want them to.
That's stupid, though. Do you see how dumb that is?
No. I wanted to sleep on the porch.
Then just say, I'm good. I'm going to sleep
I couldn't
on the porch.
Fucking communicate that.
Oh, well, because you were drunk,
yes,
right?
Yes. That was it. Okay, I right. couldn't communicate it.
I got you.
There's no excuse. That doesn't make it right. That
I'm
doesn't
not
make it right.
Fucking making it right.
I know, but
I'm
you can explain
it.
You can explain it all you want, but it doesn't change anything. It doesn't make it better. You were an asshole, plain and simple.
That's fucking fine.
Yeah, maybe to you, but not to everybody else.
Listen, I don't know what you want me to say. I am so fucking sorry that you have no fucking idea. I felt comfortable enough with Chris to sit there and to have a conversation with him. I am so fucking sorry that I didn't have one with you on Saturday.
Too. Actually, I'm not because this turned out so much better than I thought it was going to.
And not only that, I retract that. We didn't have to have a conversation. I'm sorry that I didn't fucking just say I was sorry to you. Period. I'm sorry. I thought I fucking did. I obviously didn't because I feel like you'd be much more calm had I. And that's it. We won't hang out moving forward. Like, there's nothing else. Like, we, you know, like, there's
well,
nothing.
That's an understatement.
There's nothing that I can do to change it. All I ever want to do is, like, fucking, I do fucked up shit. I fucking learn from it. I fucking make
you
up for
it. You don't learn from it, Missy. Because if you learn from it.
Don't fucking tell me.
Missy, if you learn from it, you wouldn't be so fucking angry and defensive right now. You would just own up to it and be like, I take responsibility.
I am doing
no,
that, but you
you're
keep
getting,
telling me you're not buying things that I'm saying.
I said it one time, I don't buy it. So what? That's my opinion. I'm not entitled to it. You don't fucking
it's
listen.
It's hurtful.
So what? How many times do you fucking not listen to anything I say or take anything I say with a grain of salt?
I don't
so
know what?
Who cares? So what? Who cares? You think I lose any sleep because you don't fucking buy something I'm selling you?
No.
All right. So who cares?
Well,
that's not the point. The point is that
I'm frustrated because I don't know what you want from me.
I don't
right
want
now.
Shit from you.
Like that's it.
I don't want anything from you. You're good. It's over. It happened. It's done. I'm mad because it really did put a fucking chink in everybody's armor for the weekend, and it was like. You know, it sucked. It really did. It sucked. Because what could have turned out to be something good kind of turned out to be sour. And it was like, you know what? This was a bad fucking idea from the word go.
But I left.
Yeah, you left. You left at some point. Yeah. But still, it was just like, you know, just the way it turned out. It was like so fucking bad. And I'm like, yeah, this ain't never happening again. So And that's honestly, that's how I leave it. You're right. Moving forward, anything outside of this show, nothing.
We already established that as well.
You get married, don't even invite me.
That's her own wedding, though. She can fuck it, get fucked up.
Oh, no, I know. But I'm saying I don't want to be there for it because I'll be the asshole that's trying to keep her from drowning herself in the toilet.
Yeah, you want to play nice guy.
Well, I'm not trying to play nice guy. I am a nice guy.
Well, you know,
I'm done. Once it's thrown in my face, it's over. It's
How
done.
I throw it in your face?
Because you acted like an asshole towards me that night when I was trying to, like, calm you down and try to just get you to just relax. And no, you just had to be a fucking bitch. So it was like, all right, well, if that's how it is, well, then I'm not going to be a nice guy about it anymore. So in order to nip that in the bud and keep it from ever happening again, it just won't be where we're anywhere in the same spot.
I don't know what that means.
You stupid lady.
This is why we need cameras. You gotta see the frustration. You know,
it's fun. If anybody deserved to hash it out that following day, it was certainly you and Fob. Because I got my feelings.
I was fucking told not to.
Hold on a second.
I was fucking told not to.
She's right.
Okay.
Don't fucking bring it up again because you're going to get that same answer. She was told not to.
I don't want
to
hear that she was told not to. Because when me and you talked, I told you, you were lucky Fob was awake and it wasn't me because I'd have thrown you right the fuck out. Yeah, I specifically told you that.
But Fob told Biffle specifically. Not for me.
No, I never said that to her. Then there was a miscommunication on her. All I said was when you were there or you had just walked in to go to use the bathroom after you woke up from the car, I said, I don't even want to get into this shit right now. I was like, I just cannot believe how shit went down and how it's continuing to go down. Because you coming out of the car all smiley and giggly and fucking bubbly and shit actually infuriated me more because it's like, oh, so now she's going to act like none of that shit happened. It's I'm the kind of person where if you own it and you're like, fuck, man, I fucked up. That's it. We're squashed. It's done. But you were just dancing around and beating around the bush. And I'm like, nah, I don't play that. I don't play that.
I specifically talked about it.
To Biffle.
To you as well. Before Kim took me aside and said, Miss, don't.
You, because you wanted to know what had happened. I said, I don't feel like getting into that right now. Just let it go. I'm ready to pop. I was just ready to pop. I was like, nah, I just woke up. It's a new day and I'm ready to fucking pop.
Right. And then I was told, Biffle said, Miss, leave it alone.
Yeah. And again, it's like, I'm glad you listened to Biffle, but she obviously misinterpreted whatever it is that I said to her. Cause I never said that I didn't want to hash anything out. All I said was
not this weekend.
I said last night was fucked up and I don't want any fucking repeats of it. I'm keeping my distance, period.
Right. And that's,
exactly what I did.
Thing.
So she took it as don't communicate with
her. Yeah. And then because I felt like I could talk to Chris. I was like, I talked to Chris about it.
You're a grown woman. He's a grown man. You go, you apologize. That goes a long way. It really does. I understand what you're saying.
All right.
I get it.
And to me, who I am, I would have.
I got you.
Period. I would have.
Yeah. And, you know, probably 10 years ago, I would have played the Fob role there, trying to get you not to drive and all that bullshit. My tolerance for bullshit is at all-time low. I will deal with none of it.
That makes sense.
If you're going to act like that, get the fuck out.
And I don't blame you.
That's right. You're lucky I was too drunk to get out of bed, or I would have been like, you got to go. I don't care where you stay. You can't stay here.
Yeah, even Sean came out when she was gone.
Did he?
Yeah, he was like, what's going on? I was like,
heard you getting into it with Jeff, and like, I'm like doing play-by-play in the bedroom, like, Jeff, just go to bed.
I didn't get into it with Jeff. I said, Jeff.
No, not you. Her. I heard her and Jeff arguing.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, Jeff, just go to sleep. Don't bother.
Biffle pointed out to Jeff that he was making it worse, and Jeff, I was like, I went over to Jeff. I was like, dude, I was like, just go to bed, man. Just let it go. Let it go. Just go. Just go. Because I thought I was able to talk her off the ledge. And that blew up in my face.
You didn't. You did talk me off the
ledge. No, I didn't. Missy, I was there too. You weren't the only one. You fucking ended up taking a hike at some point.
Yeah,
you got
that
in
was
a car. You like, you know, it's like you want to scare the shit out of people. You get your keys, you start the car. You didn't say why you were starting a car until I came and asked you. But for all we know, you could have fucking took off. And it's like, is she doing this to like for everyone to just run up to her and save her?
No.
Like that kind of thing. Because that's the kind of person you are. You're a drama queen. And
yeah,
it
but
showed.
Not like that.
It doesn't matter. I don't fucking know you like that. And that's what I was like trying to figure out. Like, is she really gonna take off?
No.
I don't, and I told Biffle when she's like, I gotta get my shit out of the car. I was like, yeah, cause I don't want two dead bodies on my fucking conscience.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, cause I can't stop you. And honest to God, the only way I could have stopped you that night is if I literally knocked you out cold, and I'm not going to do that.
No.
You know, but then again, I'm thinking if I did, she won't drive.
Could have saved her life.
Right. Exactly. It's like, you know, and then I gotta live with that shit on my conscience if she decided to do something even more stupid, like drive. Because she thought she could for a second. Like, I don't fucking know what the hell's going on throughout. I'm not in your fucking head. All I know is what I saw on the outside, and I'm just trying to fucking alleviate the situation. And it blew up in my face.
No, it was because I couldn't communicate properly because I was drunk. That was it. That's why everything got blown out of proportion like that. I shouldn't have got drunk like that. I'm sorry for ruining your birthday weekend. I'm sorry for being an asshole of a human being. And moving forward, we don't ever hang out, and that's it. You know, perfect thing. Our relationships don't move past Thursday. That's fine. And that's fine. Why the fuck are you smirking?
I'm just looking at you.
Dick.
Marco doesn't get an apology?
Fuck no. I'll probably apologize to you so much throughout your lifetime. No, that you're going to do this every single time.
No.
I don't give a fuck. Because it's who I am.
Nah,
and I'm sorry.
What a moment's passed.
Yeah, the moment's passed. It's done.
I don't care.
It's done. There's.
You'll make it worse now.
No, you know what? It's not.
You know what? That's what I thought before.
No, it's not. It's not even. You know what, Mark? It's not even that. It's not even it'll make it worse. It just now, it means nothing.
Yeah.
It's just, it's useless. Yeah. It's useless. It's just like, it's like getting a spam email at this point. It's like, yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
That's a good analogy.
Just delete it and move on.
I got some audio. I want to know if this is how your Friday night really sounded. I don't know how this audio sounds. I just got it.
Jenny, I'm trying to find you, but I can't. Oh, where the fuck are you? Oh, where?
Creepy. Did you say my Snapchat?
I videoed it. Hold on.
When was this?
I don't know. You were somewhere.
Okay, the chicken. We need a chicken. I need her boys. Okay. So your cankles are as big as your hands. This bitch.
When was this?
Oh, this was weeks ago.
I got there's a public service announcement. I don't drink ever because I want a pregnancy. And
sorry,
I love you very, very much.
You were getting a phone call?
Obviously, I didn't pick up.
You're an IT guy?
It was my last week. That's it.
That sounded like a tornado from hell. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. Missy.
Marco.
Unreal.
Not really.
Well, you have to understand something. When I think you should.
I don't have to understand anything.
I can't.
At this point, it's a past.
You're right. You don't. It is.
It's a fucking past.
But you should. You're going to learn from it, right?
Of course, I learn from everything.
Okay. But this is like strike three. You know what I mean?
How the fuck is this strike three?
I never gave her.
No, I'm saying like literally, but this it's just like the three times you hung out.
No. I don't even look at it that way. Nothing to do with.
No, he specifically said what it was.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with percentages of. I don't give a shit about that. Mm-hmm. I said my piece. I'm not trying to sit there and make it sound like you know. Mm-hmm. I was comparing against.
He specifically said. He said you were an asshole, and then you threw it back in my face. End of story. I'm not surprised by this reaction at all.
You expected it.
No, of course I did.
Okay. All right, I gotta get nicotine.
Oh yeah, let's take a break.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. You want to talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. We're back.
Sure are.
Back from melting.
Everybody good?
3 weeks ago, we were freezing. Now it's fucking, it's like sun temperatures outside.
It's a little muggy. Fat people don't do well in muggy weather.
No.
Miss, you all right over there? You ready
it's
to
like
go?
Africa.
I'm gravy, baby.
All right. Let's go to the emails. I got some emails that we can read. We got a jingle.
We're all going to read
a
it.
A jingle?
We're all going to read it, or?
No, I'll read it.
You want a jingle?
We got an email jingle?
Let's see what I got. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Love it. Ass and titties. First emails from the Potato King.
Oh, this guy.
Jesus Christ.
All hail the Potato King. I am back with not a request, but a demand. For a sack of potatoes, Missy must dump her fun bags out. Long live the Potato King.
What
suck
the
suck?
Fucking weirdo.
Suck the suds from the tip of my potato cock.
Potato King has issues.
Oh!
He is back.
Great.
Give us money, Potato King.
What?
Give us money, Potato King.
Did you thank, what's his name, for giving us money?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. She did.
All right, good. You didn't have to do that. All right, next up is from Rich Manti. I believe that's how you say his last name. Hey, you jerks, love the show. Easily the funniest thing since Uninformed with Bill Burr. Had a quick little story for you.
Wow.
I know. I was actually at a wedding in Jersey.
Are you sure he's got
weekend.
The right show?
I was actually at a wedding in Jersey this past weekend, upstate New York. That makes no sense, right? In Jersey this past weekend, upstate New York.
Up near New York, maybe?
I don't know. Anyway, the audio during the ceremony was really low, and everybody was aware of it, but of course no one wanted to say anything.
Testicles!
I look around, I see a guy with a hearing aid, and he looked so fucking confused and totally thought everyone else could hear it, and it was, you know, his hearing aid's fault. I guess you had to be there to
what?
Get the full effect. I thought
what
you guys would
fuck?
Enjoy. I hope to listen to this week's podcast ASAP. I will actually be in the air on the way to Italy while you broadcast. Keep it up, Richie. Anybody see Richie?
Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?
What the fuck?
Next one. 2 more left. From DJ. You guys are hilarious. Just a bit of criticism, though. You guys stall too much. You guys start to repeat yourself over and over again. Mm. When you guys... As a
That's
whole,
bullshit.
Run out of something to say, you go back to making fun of Missy.
That's bullshit.
You beat a dead horse. Don't get me wrong. It's hilarious when you make fun of Missy. Most of the time, she deserves it. But don't
usually.
What's wrong with you?
Don't let it get stale. Also, you tend to spend too much time on one topic and just stretch it out. I've been a fan for years, and I know you guys don't take criticism.
All right,
well.
Emails are over. Next topic.
Fuck this guy.
But it would be
fuck you.
But it would be an honor to get destroyed by you guys. Begin.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this now?
DJ.
Fuck you, DJ.
DJ knows it all. It's DJ Know It All. Last but not least, Matt. Matty Ice. Hey, Jerks. Been a long time listener and fan of your show, BM. Before Missy. One small complaint annoys me the hell out of me that you... This is like a fucking...
I'm glad you decided to read the emails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you pre-screen these, Margo?
Not really. I saw them come in. I saw the one with the boring story, but... it annoys the hell out of me that you guys constantly put your show down and say things like all two listeners and whatever other bullshit you say. As a listener, that can be a turnoff. Why do you hate yourselves? Why can't you...
Because we're fat.
Fuck me. Why can't you accept that you guys are very good at what you do? Best on Riotcast, in my opinion. It could be better if you put in a little more effort. Time to move the video. That's the future. That would be awesome. You guys are the fucking best. Matt. That's the emails.
Nice.
I can't even go to the
Thank Facebook. You for all your fucking feedback. They were unwarranted and unwanted.
Fuck you and your criticism.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
The last guy to send in an email like that doesn't listen to us anymore.
I know.
I mean, you...
That was like your friend, too. Do you still chat?
No, I haven't heard from him since. You know?
We did unleash a barrage of bullshit against him.
We did. I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's so irrelevant.
We totally picked apart his email when he sent it.
It is. I don't even remember what his fucking email said.
Pro guns. I don't know what it was.
Nah, I forget what it was. But
yeah, our fucking, what do you call it? R&D department, like, totally, like, cleared out. He was the guy that every time we said something that was incorrect, he would correct us.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Fatso.
I don't know. I thought he had some good ideas, but I think he came off. I think he came off douchey. I think it was like,
well, for a long time listener to show to not be able to take criticism, then he shouldn't have been listening in the beginning.
How about having a show and not being able to take criticism?
We take it. We just don't listen to it.
You're talking about you. Hey? Having a show and not being able to take criticism. Why does he have a show?
Nah, who?
Oh,
no, I don't fucking know.
Oh, okay.
Nope, haven't heard from him since that faithful last day when he texted me and said, I'm done with you guys. Mm. And lo and behold, we lost one subscriber.
Got two left.
There you go. Way to turn off another fucking
email. Here we go, another fucking email about that.
Great. There was a couple other Facebook posts. I'm not going to dig through them, but they were upset that...
you probably have to dig real deep, too, don't you?
No, there's a bunch of them about us busting Missy's balls all the time.
Oh, what about it?
Stop it.
Stop it. Okay.
Stop it.
Basically, one said, like, talk more sports.
Talk more sports?
Yeah, like, you know, okay. And, you know, destroy, like the Deflategate. One of them was like, you guys should have destroyed the Patriots on the Deflategate thing. And
okay.
I'm trying to think. John Connor, he had this long-ass fucking thing.
What makes him think we would have destroyed the Patriots on the Deflategate thing?
I would have. I hate the Patriots.
I have one comment on it. Too. I have absolutely no problem with playing with the football the way they want it. None. They want fucking points to be scored. Let the quarterbacks doctor the football. I don't give a fuck.
You know, and
I could care less.
In all honesty, it probably that kind of shit's been happening since
no
football
shit.
Started. You know,
they
mean?
Just got caught.
Exactly. Well, let's be honest here. The Patriots are a little bit of rule benders.
Rule bend. They cheat.
That's right.
They're just really bad at it because they keep getting caught.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking hate the Patriots.
Everybody
anyway,
cheats.
So it wouldn't be a real conversation because I'm biased. I hate the Patriots.
Me too. I hate the Patriots.
So I couldn't sit there and say, you know, if it was my team, I'd be like, who cares? You know, but it's their team, and it's like, yeah, you know what? Although I don't want them to sit out there in a Cowboys game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because it's in the first four. I want them to play that game.
You want them to play? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want the Cowboys to lose. Fuck. I mean, Patriots. Come on. They'll figure a way to cheat themselves another Super Bowl. Gives a shit.
Yeah.
But not the Cowboys. No, can't have that. Can't have that.
Fuck them.
Right.
think Jerry Jones got caught getting the lap dances again.
Glory hole?
Yeah, I don't see what the big deal is. He's a billionaire.
He's married.
So I mean, what?
I don't give a fuck. But, you know, you're an owner. I mean, you're...
And the picture was great because his hand was, like, right on her ass. Yep. And I was like, good for that old fuck.
Did he lose a ring in there?
Yeah, you're right. Good for him.
Good for him.
You don't have that much time left on his earth.
No. He's just going to strip clubs and getting lap dances?
No, I think it was in, like, his suite.
It looked like it was
right?
in the suite.
It didn't look like a
But it wasn't
strip
a hooker, right?
You don't. How do we know? I don't know.
Hooker, stripper, what's the fucking difference? They're all hookers for the right amount of money.
It's true.
Amen to that.
All right, so we covered sports. We covered emails.
What else?
And when, you guys want to do politics or
religion?
How about this Obamacare? Ooh, what a fucking disaster this thing is, huh?
You guys gonna vote for Hillary?
As long as she
there
doesn't.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Why does he sound like a fucking android? There are white folks, and then there's ignorant motherfuckers like you. Yeah, Obama's a.
People have been getting on our ass, man.
All right, we did politics.
Pope's coming.
Yep, Pope's coming.
Fuck
that's going to fuck up traffic.
That's going to fuck up everything.
Fuck the Pope.
I heard today that the Pope hasn't watched TV since 1990.
I heard that.
I don't buy it.
How fucking he's missed the greatest era of television ever.
I thought that there wasn't only one Pope.
Why would he have to watch? Why would he have to watch TV when he's got millions of young boys to defy?
Salute.
He probably took Michael Jackson's roster the moment he died.
Oh no. Pope Francisco, that's my nigga.
He does the lean with the thing in his head. You know,
like, oh, he's got the... Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant he leans the hat.
That too. He's got the gangster lean on
the hat.
What do they call it?
The douchebag look?
Yeah.
The Jersey Shore look?
Fucking pontiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that should be fun.
Nobody cares about the Pope. Next. I hope we're doing a service to these emails. I hope this helps.
No, I don't think we are.
No, I thought we were doing a good job.
No, I think they want a little different. I think they asked for...
Well, we're not breaking Missy's balls, so we're talking about like other things now, and we're going through topics that we haven't discussed that we were told we should discuss, and we're adding new ones on top of it. So what else? What else are we talking about now?
Stay away from... shaming ourselves too.
Stay away from shaming. Yeah. Why would we do that? We're fucking awesome.
Best podcast since Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Whatever drugs he's smoking. And Bill Burr is pretty good.
Yeah. If Bill Burr catches wind of this fucking show, he's going to hang himself.
What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, I appreciate it, but Bill Burr is a whole nother level.
Bill Burr is the Pope, and we are...
The 8-year-old boy.
We're an altar boy. He finger fucks us every chance he gets.
Best on Ridecast? Yeah. Yeah.
You fucking child.
I get with that. Bill Burr, not so much.
Nah, he stinks. We're way better than that guy.
Fuck him.
I mean, the only guy, as soon as he turns his mic on, he makes like, you know, $80,000.
We make 8 cents.
I can't even talk shit on Bill Burr because I am such a huge fan of his. I've watched every fucking stand up he's ever had.
He's fucking great.
Love that guy.
The best thing he ever did was that 10 minutes in Philly, where he tore apart the city.
Oh, he just tore.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
He was he was just on Opie, and he said he was in India touring, and some Indian came up to me in the voice. He's like, "So let's talk about that Philadelphia."
Nice. Yeah, because we're the next target. They're going to bomb us next. Say goodbye to the Comcast building.
Actually, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
It's overpriced. Ah, fuck. Missy, did you try that new... What's that new fucking ghost thing that they're doing now?
Ghost?
The Charlie?
Fuck no. That shit looks weird.
What the fuck is that?
It's like with pencils.
What the fuck is
it's
what?
Like it's
Charlie.
Yeah. Oh. It's some new thing that people kids are doing and
there's pencils like, involved.
Is it like Candyman?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's there.
Shut down the podcast.
Do it in a mirror.
It's something with two pencils and you gotta write like yes and no and then the one of the pencils you say three times and then the pencil like will move.
That's a great story. I felt like I was there.
That's it. Dude, Good Morning America spent 10 minutes on it this morning.
Did they do it?
Yeah.
Did it work?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Waste of fucking time.
They did say all I got to do is bump the table a little bit and then it goes. Like, you know.
So it's like a Ouija board type thing?
No, you make it yourself.
But I mean, you can bump the table to move a Ouija board.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Just exactly like that.
Nah.
I didn't know what you were getting
at. Nah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to talk less of you. We have to do less of that. The email said.
Less not. Of the... Stop putting our podcast down.
No,
our
we
podcast
can put each other just, down.
Oh, yeah.
Not
they
the
like
podcast.
That.
Well, no. We can't put Missy down because that one
well,
thing...
Well, yeah.
We have to tone it down.
All right.
You know, she deserves it, but we have to, you know, tone it down.
Oh, wait.
Missy, what? You were an angel last weekend.
Oh, thank you.
No. She deserved that fucking anal lashing you gave her.
Listen, let's move forward. All right. Everybody be mean to Missy. Fucking hate my life. You know when I was telling my mom everything that happened and I was like, yeah, well, Thursday with the jerks, she goes, who cares about the jerks? And I was like, well, they were there. She goes, why the fuck would you act like that?
Like, see, even
I
your mind
to
knows.
God, and I was like, I don't know.
Come on, miss.
And I was like, yeah.
Look at the crappy cocaine. Job your friends are doing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
See, even your mom knows you're an asshole.
Come on, guys. We're stalling. Let's go.
Next,
get your fucking head in the game.
Next up.
All right, what do you got next?
Got any cameras? We got to get on video. Good video.
We have to do some preparation for the show. I actually agree with. We do zero.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, we're going down a checklist. We kind of got to prepare for video, too. No grainy video.
No grainy video. Grain free.
Fuck. I don't want video.
Yeah, Chris has been saying that since day one. He doesn't want to be on video.
There you go, guys. No video.
Done. Next.
You're going to make me wear a fucking costume every time we do the show.
Wear a burka.
It'll go from the back, from the back of your head. Everybody just wants to. We just put it on our cleavage and call it a day.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, but
no
I mean, we could just put a photo of her cleavage in front of the camera. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, that doesn't,
this
that
isn't,
doesn't
this,
do
this
any
really
justice.
Isn't, yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If that's all they want, she doesn't even when nights she's not here, we could just put a little photo of, you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't do anything. It's not like we have a revolving camera that moves around or have like 10 cameras all around the room. Okay, you know what? I got an idea. I got a great idea, and I think everyone's going to be okay with this. You guys want to, you fans out there writing, you know, emails, you want us to do video, that's the future. I agree with you. We're going to do ball cams. Everyone, Missy, just wear pants. And everybody is going to have crotch cams. That's what we're going to put a little post-it note of whose crotch it is that you're looking at.
That's actually a good
and
idea.
And that is going to be the camera. So, you know. So whenever you see it, someone scratching a nut or maybe like fixing a labia, whatever happens, you know what I mean? That's your bonus.
Cock, ball.
Right. So there you go. Crotch cams. Future. It's coming soon.
There you go. You guys want video? You got it.
Coming soon. To
Chris,
eight.
You don't want to be shown?
There
your,
you go.
Your crotch is going to be shown.
All right. I don't have a problem with that.
I'm going to wear see-through pants.
I'm just going to position the camera in my taint so you just get the back of my balls.
Taint cam. I like that even better. Just stick a GoPro up your ass.
No, nothing.
Point it
my
forward.
Ass.
You can see the back of your sack. You'll be like, "Oh, is that what that looks like?"
I don't like anal.
We covered everything, didn't we?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
we knocked
done?
That out in 20 minutes.
We
there
done?
You go, guys.
Right. End the show.
Well, thanks for listening.
Sure thanks go. For listening to the greatest podcast ever.
Right.
They're gonna love the condescending. Hey, we're talking to them. I guess we could chalk three more listeners down the tubes.
Right. Angry.
Yeah.
No, one of them said it would be an honor to get bashed by us.
Yeah, let's tear apart his email.
Yeah. Where does he live? What's he do for a living? Let's tear him up.
Does he got a name?
Is he, is he another fuzzy foreigner that listens to us that has no idea what the fuck we're talking
about?
What's
his name, Marco? DJ?
I forgot his email. Which one was his email? I closed it out.
You're a real fucking help.
I didn't think you guys would really talk.
Well, I mean, it's an honor to be bashed by us. Let's roast the fucking guy. Yeah, come on.
We need more information.
Trying to give it to him. Give me his email. I'm going to search it in Facebook, see if it comes up.
Hold on. I'll get it for you.
Let Marco finish his chocolate milk first. He's parched.
Who would have thought Missy would have been the biggest creep on the show?
What's that mean?
You're fucking stalking him on Facebook and shit?
So what?
It's for the show. It's research purposes.
Is that what you tell yourself?
Absolutely.
We're gonna rename this stalking thing. I don't like it. It's research purposes.
Marco's like, I want to talk about that 15-year-old girl who lives across the street, so I got to look at her.
Yes.
Oh, shit. We just got a new email.
All right.
From Kevin Keller. Subject?
Is he related to Helen?
I don't know. Subject. You want to hear subject? In caps. Bob
is
a fucking asshole.
Jesus.
That's okay.
Another email I agree with.
Please read. I want to hear it. I'm okay.
Just hot off the presses. You are...
Hot off the presses.
You are fucking fat moron.
Okay.
You are...
Obviously, he's not related to Helen, because you can see what I look like.
This gets better, Bob. Right. You are a fucking Howard Stern want-to-be.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
The whole fucking show has to be about you.
Read on, Robin.
When you have nothing to talk about, you bust Missy's balls.
All right, Fred.
Your saving grace is Chris's amazing timing with his sound effects.
Okay, right,
this guy has lost his motherfucking mind.
Stop hating on yourself.
You're my Fred Norris. Go on.
I can't do voices, though.
You no talent ass fuck.
Oh, my God.
Keep reading, Baba Boo.
I like this guy. If he lives in New Jersey, I'll buy him a beer.
Who won both? All right, so.
So keep reading, Baba Boo. Who won both?
Who won both? What makes you think people give a shit about what you have to say? Fuck off.
What the fuck?
Okay. Go on.
We're a fucking podcast.
Well, obviously, he missed the point of a podcast.
Yeah. All right. I wish there was a show without you.
That could easily be done.
Eat shit and die, you fucking worthless shithead.
Is this Jerry? Come on.
Brother.
This is my brother.
Kevin Keller.
I'm looking him
brush
up.
Your fucking teeth. You can smell Howard Stern's balls on your breath. Oh, my God. Your fucking birthday was ruined. Poor fucking you.
So he got all that from my birthday story.
Birthday was ruined.
No.
R-U-I-N.
Yeah, well, okay. So he's an illiterate fuck. Well, I'm not surprised. But wait a minute. So he came up with all that, and he ended it with the birthday thing. So that's what he got
still got
from
more.
It.
There's still okay. more. How come you have to be the fucking host of the show?
Who said I was the host? Do I bring us in? Do I bring us out?
No.
So what makes me the host?
Probably because you have the most talent.
Okay, I didn't say that.
No, that's my opinion.
Okay, because if I agree with you, then I'm Howard Stern.
Yes. This gets better.
Mm-hmm.
You fuck no talent dick.
Oh, my God. This guy's
he's angry.
He's very angry.
I like
him. Can you go an entire show without making it about you, you fuck?
Okay.
By the way, this is the definition of narcissism, you clueless cunt.
Wow.
Chris, did you make up a fake email? Don't lie.
<That's what it's- laughs>
Don't lie. You made up a fake email.
Cut!
Inordinate fascination with oneself, excessive self-love, vanity. That's what he put. You know, I was seriously.
I don't know what he's referring to be honest with you. I really don't.
Seriously, it would be.
But I'm open to suggestion.
It will be a wonderful day when the show ends. Any clue when the show will end? Please give us a date.
Why are you listening?
Yeah, you have a choice.
You illiterate speak and spell fuck.
You have
like,
a choice.
Don't listen. If you don't like me.
Whoa. He likes my sound bites. That's why he
Chris
listens.
Has a fan.
Okay, but if
it's my only fan. Oh, no, I can't talk like that. I'm sorry.
If he likes your sound bites. If he like, he can just watch every TV show and movie that was ever made. He'll hear them all.
I want you to fire the fat people.
There you go. What movie's that from, Helen Keller? You know that one? Because obviously, you're Helen Keller. You can't spell, and you can't make a sentence worth the fuck. I could see from here, and I'm fucking blind as a bat. That looks terrible. You can't even fucking look at the way he wrote it. It's like all over the fucking place. Fucking idiot.
Man, he hates us.
It wasn't APA format.
He hates you. He wants the show to end. He wants the show
to end. No. Well, he made it about me. He made it about
me. So if we get rid of Fob, do you think the show can go on? Will you still listen?
I think the show can go on. I have no problem with that. What happens if I die? You guys are going to stop doing the show?
Probably.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Because then
it'll be a totally different fucking show.
Yeah. So what? You think if one of yous die, I'm not going to not want to do this anymore?
Mm-mm.
So why not the other way around?
I guess you're right. You got a point.
Yeah.
Point made.
Oh, if this Keller guy is around, maybe he could do you guys a favor and assassinate me. And then, you know, the show will get better. And then, you know, at least he won't have to hear me anymore.
Fucking angry, man.
Hey, here's my thing. Why are you listening if you hate me so much?
My guess is fan of Riotcast, kind of just tuned us in. Well, how does he know that you're...
How does he know how great I am?
That is true. He knows
Chris is great.
Yeah. By the way, I played just about all the sound bites tonight, except for maybe one.
I'm just kind of surprised that you would classify your murder as an assassination.
Well, yeah, because it's all about me, Chris. You didn't hear the fucking story? You didn't hear the email?
You narcissistic.
Exactly. I obviously am going that route because this is what this guy thinks I am. So assassination is the correct term for me because right. It's all about me. And hold on, let me burp for you. Do you smell Howard's balls? No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what Howard's balls smell.
I don't
like.
Know. I would say matzo ball soup. I don't know. Fucking don't know.
It probably smells like a model.
Yeah. Good for him. Yeah, it smells like a model's cunt.
Jeez, dude.
Hey, man.
I mean, to each his own, you know?
Yeah.
That was a little rough, though.
Let's be honest. This dude obviously has a little bit of an opinion.
Little bit.
He's super angry.
But he's entitled to it.
Of course he is.
There's no bad feelings about it.
That's the beauty of it.
Listen, if I wasn't on the show, I'd probably hate it also.
You broke the rule, Chris.
Yeah.
You broke the rule. You broke the commandment.
Come on, man.
Thou shall not talk shit.
About one's own podcast. Chalk
yeah.
it up.
Hey, man. You can't make everybody happy.
No, man. Of course not.
I'm sorry, Helen. I didn't mean to upset you. I'm very, very upset about that I heard it this
Howard
poor
Stern
guy's
want from. To be.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to be a lot of things. I didn't know Howard Stern was one of them.
Fucking
hey,
rude.
I admitted it that, you know, he's the reason why we even tried this shit, you know? But, oh, boy. Was it Jerry? My brother said that email was from Dad. Thanks, Dad. No, Jerry. Dad loves me. He would never do that to me.
Holy shit.
Fuck you, Dad!
I keep refreshing the email in case he sent another one. But
he probably will because he's not going to like the fact that I called him Helen. It's gonna get bad.
He's gonna say something like, "I've heard
you
that before."
You fat, no fuck talent. Your words. What is he, Yoda?
No talent.
No
you
fuck
have
talent. You are what? Why doesn't he call in then?
Hmm. You have a computer. You're not at the library typing.
Yeah, no, I mean, if he wants to call in and you know, berate me on the air, I will welcome that. I'll even shut the fuck up. I'll mute my mic. If he hangs up afterwards, so be it. I think it'll be interesting. Apparently, we need more material. So,
well, that's obvious.
So why doesn't this guy call in and take over for me? I could go outside and smoke another cigarette.
There you go. The invite's there.
So I can plan my next birthday, apparently, because this one was so bad. I don't know. He got all that from the conversation we had earlier.
Selective hearing.
Mm.
He couldn't have got all of that just from that conversation.
Well,
he probably has a lifetime hate of you.
Well, probably. Listen.
Which is weird because I'm sure people disagree with a lot of the stuff you say, but I would think anybody who listens to the show enjoys hearing you talk since you do the majority of the talking.
That's where people get you as the host.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's where
Well, if I was Helen, I would write a follow-up email and say, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be so hard on Fob because he's the only one that talks. Everybody else just sits there and says one or two things per show.
Right.
And I have to
– well,
here we go.
Yes.
Two of them.
Yes. Oh, maybe send a dick pic with this one. Show that he's not Helen.
First email. Wow. Motherfucker made it about the show. Can't go on without him. I listen for Missy and Chris. I'm glad I'm finally not the target of somebody.
High five.
Missy and Chris.
Now I got to wash my hands.
Wow. You don't have any feedback for yourself?
No, I'm sure it's coming.
Oh, maybe the second one.
I don't want it. I'm nervous. I would listen to a whole. I would listen to a whole of Chris's sound effects, then hear the fucking cunt talk. This fucking cunt talk.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's the two that came in. Again, stop emailing and Skype in and
Skype
say what you got to say, brother.
Jersey jerks.
I really don't have a problem with what he's saying.
No, he's really got an opinion.
I mean, yeah, but he might actually have a point.
Well, you're an asshole. I mean, I don't know. You think he's got a point?
Yeah.
Well, I think all of our emails have a point except the positive ones.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about I just step out for a little bit and let this guy enjoy at least a little while without me? How's that
work? He just
work?
Wants Chris's sound effects, though.
All right. Well, Chris, you want to just play like 15 straight minutes of soundbite?
Why do I got to do all the work?
I mean, I'll play some soundbite, but mostly come from you, bro. So
try and make it a conversation.
There you go. Why
don't
you guys
do that? Try
and make
it a story with sound bites.
Why don't you guys do that? I'll leave.
All right.
I'll help this guy out so he doesn't have to hear my...
So you're not that much of a narcissist. You're going to leave 15 minutes?
What do you mean 15 minutes?
Is that what you said? You're going to leave for 15
minutes? I didn't say 15 minutes. I said I'll leave for the night.
Oh, for the night.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys could do the show with just sound bites and Missy. So while they're
the next
begin.
20 minutes, that's
while
what we'll
they're
have to do.
While they're doing sound bites, Miss, you have to like try to
talk and try and make a conversation.
There
right?
you go.
There we go.
Yeah, and begin.
Yes,
and begin.
And start. Good night, Bob.
See you.
Good night, Bob.
Mike is off.
Yeah, Bob is out.
I didn't think he was going to leave. Yo, this email was right on point.
I know.
Finally got rid of the fat guy.
God damn Jesus it. We can Christ. Finally fucking talk.
I thought ruining his birthday would have did it.
He's so fat.
He won't shut up. He takes over the show. Damn.
I like how we're all whispering.
He doesn't have his headphones on. He can't hear us. He took him off. He's done. Say whatever you want.
I am. Oh, another one coming in from him. Man, blowing up the email. You know I should not be so hard on Fob. He does.
Yeah, he said hard on.
You happy cunt.
What? What was that? Say that again.
You know I should not be so hard on Fob. He does all the talking. You happy cunt.
Okay.
I don't know. Is this guy from... Are you from America?
Just curious. Or is he drunk?
Or drunk, high, on drugs?
Fob's a happy cunt. I don't know what you guys don't understand.
Oh, he's listening to the wrong fucking show.
You think he's the first person to ever call Fob happy?
They're very few and far between.
You're a miserable fuck.
You don't like anything. You just like death from death.
Crashing bones.
Yeah, Chris, what makes Chris happy is guys committing suicide from a 30-story building and watching their body bounce.
It didn't make me the sound was funny.
The sound,
sound
was
disgusting.
Funny. The
sound was
the
funny.
Worst part of
it made my stomach just cringe.
Well, you're a faggot. The sound was funny.
The sound
listen,
was
it made
funny.
Me listen to it a bunch of times. I just, right. It just sounded like an explosion. Like,
thinking about it, my arms are getting like weirdly weak and shit.
I haven't heard it in a while.
You're not going to go skiing on me and Marco?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Whore.
Oh, my God.
I mean, don't you know by now not to invite chicks to fucking your guy weekend?
Listen, nine can we times, not ten, talk about it?
9 out of 10 times it
Let
doesn't
it
work
go.
Out.
No, girls ruin vacations. I've been saying that since I was a teenager.
Let it go. Move on.
We'll
man.
Let it go. We'll let it go. I just want to make that.
But we're adults. I figured it would change, but no.
No. Let's stop with the awkward turtle. All right.
You're right, miss. We'll move on from this.
We'll move on from it.
That's great.
There you go. Now we'll talk about something else.
Oh, another one coming. Another email.
From the same guy?
That is what he wanted me to say. Just fucking call, dude. Stop
Who
emailing.
Is this
Man
guy?
Up. Kevin Keller.
He wanted Fabio to...
I wonder if his middle name has a K.
Ooh.
He'd be KKK.
KKK.
Email him back. Let's start a conversation going.
What do you want me to say? He's listening. He's
All
listening.
All right. Call or Skype in Kevin Keller. Skype name.
Or if you're on Ustream.
Or if you're on Ustream.
Go to chat. At least.
White devil.
Go to Ustream. Fucking Jersey Jerks. Fucking chat. We need
this isn't the same guy that did the rape game, is it? Let me just... No, not somebody
The
else.
Rape game?
Yeah, remember this?
Yeah, that awkward as fuck game.
That great game that we felt just so dirty playing.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, and we were trying to change it right before we played, and I was just like, fuck that, you know, just play it the way it is.
It was a fail.
Yeah, it failed. It was a fail.
It was a big old failure.
That's what fails.
Well, rape's awkward.
rape's never a good conversation.
So was Haitian Idol.
I maintain the idea of that was funny.
I think it was.
The execution was fucking horrendous.
Yeah. So
when the earthquake in Haiti a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
when they were rescuing people out from under the rubble, they were singing as they were being brought down on stretchers. And I thought it would be a funny idea to do like a Haitian Idol where the singing of them, you know, being rescued, competing against each other.
Oh, my God.
It's funny,
song?
Right?
Yeah, it's funny. Who sung?
The people being rescued.
Oh, my God.
We Another were playing email. Sound clips of them.
Another email. Seriously, the show is so much better. Thank you, Fav, for finally giving the show a chance.
Oh, my gosh. He's a hater of Fav. Who is this?
Kevin Keller.
Like, I feel like this is a joke.
It's got to be, right?
It's definitely got to be a joke.
Fav, if you're listening, bring me back a coffee.
Me too.
Is he coming back?
I don't fucking
know. I think
know.
He's gone for the... He took his keys.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, his coffee's still
Coffee's still here, yeah. So that's good.
Hurry up. Go lock the door.
He's not leaving food here.
It's not just a beverage.
Well, it's the same thing. It's a beverage.
He didn't even clean up after himself?
No. It's like Missy. Missy leaves crumbs.
Fuck that. I clean up after myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
You should hear my vacuum when it goes by your chair. It sounds like it's
you
choking.
You always see me trying to, though. Like, I always try.
Yeah, you wipe it right onto the rug.
No, I try and get all the little bits and pieces up all the time. I always do. I do.
He's trying to sell this home, okay?
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
Damn.
I did. I tried. Whatever. I don't know.
Anything else you want to ruin? Fob's birthday, my carpet,
the show.
Oh, man, Fob's birthday. It's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
You got to move on. You really do.
It's in the past.
Yes. I'm trying to, but it keeps getting brought up every five fucking
minutes. Sorry, that's
so.
My fault. Sorry.
No, it was you, and then it was just Chris right now.
Sorry.
And then it was me when Fob
Chris, where's
still
your
in the
sound
room.
Bites? Huh? Kevin Keller wants sound bites.
Give him what he Give wants. Give him the what the listeners bites. Want. They want sound.
I know they do. But now that Fob left, I have to take a bigger role in the talking, which is preventing me from. I'm not going to play a sound bite after something I say. That's just fucking stupid, and it sounds set up and corny.
Well, first of all, let me just. Go back to that. You know, last weekend I was stuck on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Right? And you guys began to before the show started, I guess you hit the record, you can hear you guys somehow discussing, setting up, busting my balls.
Really?
You
no
heard it.
Fucking
you sounded,
way.
You sounded like everything that you guys ripped, like setting up your own bits. Yes.
No
you heard
fucking
it.
Way.
I don't know if it's on the recording.
I feel like we didn't even rip into you though.
It was like, you say this, and then you say this, and it wasn't bad. I'm saying,
okay.
Like, before the show, it's like you guys set it up. Like, you're going to say this, and I'll say this. Not like, you know, you set up your own sound bite, but you were setting up, like, you say this, and I'll say this, and it'll get this reaction or something like that. I thought I heard it. But it was very faint. It was like an echo.
I do remember us talking, and we got to break Marco's balls for not being here.
Which is par for the course.
But we've never set up a conversation.
I heard something.
Because, you know, we've tried it before with conversations we've had outside, and they're lousy. They never come off the way they do when...
But it was like you guys were getting ready to go on. It's like, all right, you say this, and then I'll say this. I couldn't remember. I don't remember exact words.
No, we were talking about the beer, I think. You weren't here for the beer, right? The root beer?
No. This was...
It was the same fucking week. Because he brought you beer.
Was that the week that I got
you got
hit by
the...
Yeah, two. But yeah, I think that was the week. Yeah, I don't really like root beer anyway. But
well, Chris didn't like it either. I liked it.
My nigga.
I hate root beer.
You guys
it's disgusting.
You would have been in.
Oh, we got another email. Did the pussy really just leave? Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He's probably crying all the way home. I am not Skyping in. This is way too much fun. Because
it would be more fun if you called in.
It would be fun if you called in.
Kevin Keller, if you call in right now, it'll be more fun. You can be our narcissistic host.
Here's the thing. It's probably somebody we know and doesn't want to fucking Skype in.
You think so?
Just Skype in.
It's been a long time since somebody we knew busted our balls.
Yeah.
And normally they put their name to it.
Good point.
I mean, because if this is somebody we know, he's being a real bitch about it.
I would end it already, but yeah, I guess. This guy thinks it's much better to do it by email. It's much better to fucking. You would have a platform.
You would be able to be.
I think it would be fucking great.
I think it would be hilarious.
Great,
I think
radio.
You should,
great podcast.
Anytime somebody hates Fob, they're more than welcome to call in.
Serious, Kevin. What the fuck's going on?
I don't know, but he just became the focus of the show.
I know. And he's failing us miserably.
Yeah, man. This is your shot. You can fucking co-host for the next fucking 10, 15 minutes. It's all yours. Co-host.
11 minutes.
11 minutes. Well, we never end that on time.
We are tonight. Get the fuck out.
You should have said that to her the other day. Oh, I'm sorry. I brought it back up.
You know what?
Damn it.
God damn it.
Fuck.
No, you're right. I should have.
You should have. I'm surprised you didn't, actually.
You know, she's not the brilliant. You know, she doesn't really get me.
I don't. I didn't. You know what? I literally kept saying it to Kim. Like, yo, I should fucking leave. And she was like, if they wanted you to leave, they'd say it. And I was like, I swear to fucking God.
Well, then
we
had like fucking separate but equal shit going on. Like, we were in the backyard, you guys were out front. How did you not get the point? Nobody wanted to talk to you.
But then everybody else was talking to me. Fob wasn't. You were talking to me.
Yeah, in the morning. Then I didn't see you for 6 hours.
I talked to you a bunch of different times. I talked to Rich a bunch of different times.
Rich wasn't there the night before.
I talked to Sean.
Hey, how you
Sean
doing?
Sean wanted to bang your friend.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Hindsight's 20/20,
hey,
I suppose.
No, hindsight.
I went from perturbed to missing out on it to thank God.
You were really perturbed, huh?
Yeah, I was.
I would be if I was him, too. I figured you weren't able to come.
And
I should have asked you. That's my bad, but.
I wasn't perturbed. I'm overstating.
Because, I didn't even ask my brother. He texted me. And he's like, I'm coming down. I'm like, okay.
Sean asked me to come down. I'm like, that's funny. It's the first I'm hearing of it. And I was like, fuck it. I ain't coming now. And then I thought about it, and I was like, eh. You know, then I heard this. I was like, thank God, because, you know, the 1 or 2 days I get to get fucking away, because, you know, it's stressful having a kid. I wouldn't want to fucking deal with that. I would be fucking. I had zero tolerance for bullshit.
Yeah. Going away. Actually, I wish you would have came, because you probably would have backhanded her.
I wouldn't touch a woman, but I would probably lost it.
She's got a dick. Don't worry about it.
But see, right.
She's got a big ass set of cock and balls.
Yeah.
Another email. But I am done with the show. I hope you guys are back next week. Maybe just 300 plus pounds lighter. Good night and eat shit, Fob.
My man is fucking
angry.
How are you
going to, first of all, grow a sack?
When he says he's done with the show, but he's going to listen next week?
For tonight, it sounds like.
Done. Okay. Is he done for the show?
It sounds like it's for tonight.
I mean, he wouldn't be the first person that we talked about that never listened again.
Oh, it's late. He's got to go fuck his mother.
He's back. I was just saying, man the fuck up and Skype in. The floor was yours and you fucking.
Do you really think I'd leave over your shitty little emails, you fucking illiterate prick? Go fuck yourself.
Fuck your mother, asshole.
Go listen to Howard Stern. Don't listen to us, because guess what? I'm going to talk more now, motherfucker. I'm muting everybody's mics.
Oh, this is some bullshit. Thanks.
And you know what? Nobody checks their text messages. I was like, more sound bites.
I showed the sound bite, man. Chris was taking a stand. So fuck him.
I refuse to give the fans what they want.
So do I, apparently.
Maybe we should end the fucking podcast.
Why? Because Helen Keller said so? I don't think so.
You don't give the fans what they want.
No. No, he's not a fan.
Just a bunch of narcissists.
He's a fag.
Kevin Keller.
He probably is at work somewhere doing a gay sex line or something. He's got to drive home. Wrap your car around a telephone pole while you're listening, too. That's a great soundbite we'd love to have.
I'm telling you, fucking faggot. I'm
telling you, he's at the library. Can't fucking use Skype at the library. Scared to call in.
The library. This kid, this dude's probably like 12 years old. His mom just called him jerking all the Granny, no!
You have to be a little more funny than that.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I do. Come on. Yeah, no, you're right. I got to be more Bill Burrish. No
Burrish.
No talent.
Fucking no, hack.
Right? Cunt. I'm telling you. Fat, no good. Man, he didn't even give me any credit for losing weight. He put me at 300 plus pounds. Holy shit.
Sure did.
Well, you didn't update your Facebook photos to show how much weight you've lost.
Wow, I don't live on Facebook.
Well, how is this guy? Know?
Well, I mean, this guy should friend me so he can see the pictures I'll put up for him.
Do a George Costanza photo shoot for him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep. I'll give him a virtual tea bag.
He's not gonna friend
now. All I need is a tea bag. Fuck you.
Were you listening?
Yeah, I was outside smoking, listening, giggling.
A barrage of emails came in.
I heard every single one of them. Did that pussy really leave? I'm surprised he spelled it right. Did he spell it with an E at the end instead of a Y?
Pussy.
Pusche.
That name doesn't sound familiar because it started out coming to your defense, Missy.
No, I'm Kevin looking Keller. And there's like 1,000 of them.
What, Kellers?
Yeah. Kevin Keller specifically too.
Like he probably found the most common name on Facebook and made up name. Made up another one.
There's like 1,000 of them, and that's just in this area. Like I've made it to Minnesota so far.
It's probably Tom Brady over the comment I made earlier.
Email doesn't look. I mean, it's tough to tell if it's a fake.
What's the email?
Should I read it on the air?
No, don't read it on the air.
Give his address and phone number, too. Yeah. Do you have that?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, what's his PIN number?
That I would actually want.
He's listening to a podcast. He obviously can't afford satellite radio.
You really want his McDonald's paycheck?
On behalf of all the Howard Stern want-to-bes, I'm sorry. Was that not funny enough? Should I rework
you
that?
You have to be a little more wittier, but less talking.
A little more wittier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Less talking.
Less talking. That's not happening.
More less talking, mo wittier.
Mo wittier. Less talking.
Less talking, mo wittier.
Gotcha.
Mo sound bites.
Mo sound. Yeah, where are they? I was listening, and I'm like, where are the sound bites?
Chris went on strike.
Chris said he wasn't giving the listeners what they wanted.
I know. He took a bigger role.
I refuse to give anybody what they want.
And why are you calling my beverage food?
I don't know.
I eat the cup when I'm done?
Well, a year ago, maybe, but now you're losing weight.
How do you get mad at me for leaving shit here? Marco leaves an empty cup under the desk every week.
I don't do it every week. I did it once
in a while. No, you weren't here last time. Well, I put one there just in memory.
Yeah, don't. If you're going to leave trash up here, don't hide it from me.
I just put it down there.
It's like an Easter egg hunt. It's an Easter egg
hunt. I fucking forget it. That's why. I'll put it up here so I'm fucking
shut up!
Because if you hide it, I may not find it, and then there's going to be fucking ants. That's how you get ants.
Right. Right.
Oh, fuck.
Is he really gone?
He's gone. The fake Kevin Keller is gone.
Oh. I don't think it's a fake. I just think he's a pussy.
He is a pussy. You gave him the open floor. You don't really give anybody open floor to talk.
I heard him say in the email that because he called me a pussy for leaving, he said, well, I'm not Skyping in now. Like, he used that as an excuse.
No, he said it's fun. It's more fun this way.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Is bullshit.
Oh, yeah, because he's an email tough guy. I gotcha.
Email tough guy. Yep, he's an email tough guy.
All right. What else you got, Robin?
That's it, Howard.
It's all about Allison.
That's it, both.
It's all about Allison. And then he divorces her right after the movie's over. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Good for him.
No, I'm just saying. Don't make the movie about Allison when it's really about pussy. Next week, you know what I'll do? I'll bring in an audio recording of Private Parts and just play that for 2 hours. Is that, will that make him happy?
Make me happy. I ain't got to do shit.
This guy's a hater. He obviously has a bone to pick with me. Did I accidentally fuck his mother and not realize it? Did I not tuck him in afterwards or what? Was I supposed to leave her money?
One last email, looks like.
Okay.
He said, thanks for being a good sport. It is refreshing to see you were able to roll with it. Seriously. Give everyone a chance to say more, though.
Okay. What the fuck? Really?
He's right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a timer in here next week from now on, and I'm going to clock myself X amount of. We're going to divide the show equally in a half hour increments.
You're done.
Peace. It's going to be like pardon
the
eruption. Pardon the eruption.
Go.
No. That's not what I was talking about.
Time is up, sir. And begin.
So he kind of made amends a little bit there.
Nah, listen, I told you, I don't give a fuck.
I know.
I really don't. I gave me an excuse to go outside and have another cigarette. Oof. I actually liked the email barrage before he started, too, because it was like everyone was giving their own opinions on what the show should be. And then he came in, and he made it abundantly clear that you guys need to fucking kill me off this show.
Well, it's funny. He says you make the show all about you, but by repeatedly emailing, he made the show all about you.
Yeah, I noticed. That's why I was laughing outside when I was listening to it. I was like,
because
this
it was still
funny.
All about you.
Yeah, yeah. And you got
your way.
Yeah, and all you pussies were talking shit about me when I wasn't in the room. I got a bunch of microphone tough guys and an email tough guy. Wait till you all go to sleep tonight. Shovels on all of you.
It just fucking seems like everybody has something to say about our show lately. Like, I talked to Bobby. He was like, you guys got to do that. Luis Gomez gave me a whole bunch of fucking shit that we should do. And then we
all right, let's break
emails.
It down.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But
yeah.
What did Bobby tell you we need to
yeah,
do?
Yeah,
Bobby
hear.
Needs to go on a diet. I saw him on Louis.
He can't.
Holy shit.
He can't. He can't.
Look, he looks like he's a cheeseburger away from death, man.
This
he looks bad.
This new show that he's on needs
and
him to be fat.
I can't wait for it, but he's too fat. He looks very unhealthy. Like I was when I saw him on Louis, I was actually concerned for him.
His head looks like a thumb. Like
yeah,
a thumb.
It really does. Like that's perfect.
Yeah. I was watching the stand-up special. And he turned around. I was like,
holy
looks
fuck!
Like a thumb.
He's so funny on Louis this year.
That's what I hear.
All right, so go ahead. What did Bobby say we need to
do?
Know,
Bobby says the same thing. You gotta go out and go to these places. I'm like, we don't have that time. We don't have that connection. Like that's something that's probably
all right.
Never
so we need look, to quit our day jobs.
Bobby Kelly at the pool.
Oh my god,
that's awesome. So, but even you would think Gomez being the meathead and
nobody ever called him a meathead.
That's my impression. He's just like a meathead, you know.
I always like Gomez.
No, I love Gomez, but he just went down a list of shit, you know,
say the
that
shit.
We should do. Yeah.
I listen to Gomez.
The anticipation's killing me.
I listen to Hammer Fisting. I don't even like UFC.
I'm trying to not talk. I want to hear this.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Why don't I?
Because we it doesn't really matter. But
all right, Bobby wants us to tour. That's out.
Okay. Yeah. That's unrealistic.
It is.
All right. So what's
no? He's like take your podcast to like a comedy club. I'm like they get us four in a comedy club. Like that's just
yeah. We're going to LA next week. Next.
With all the money that we have in our fucking account.
Going to Chicago Funny Bone on Wednesday next week.
I'll rent an RV and we'll drive. Can you imagine how quick we kill Missy? What state would we get to?
We're opening up for Godfrey on Wednesday next week in Chicago.
I would love that.
Yeah, I would too. But I'm not talented enough. So what's the other laundry list?
I'm trying to remember the conversation.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
Gomez probably has some great ideas, and you don't fucking remember them.
He does have great ideas, but it's all about, like, what was he saying? It's all about consistency. You're putting up the show at the same time, same day. Get an intern to do all that shit for you.
Does
he know who the fuck we are?
That's what I said. We're not comedians. Like, nobody wants to. Anybody that wants to get in the industry, you guys have a viable network, Riotcast. You know, they look at the website and see Bobby Kelly and Jim Florentine.
There's no reason to listen to this one there. They got plenty of other options.
I said, they got to go to page two to see us.
What the fuck? Let me be
clear.
If I was a new listener, if I went on the Riotcast page and I said, okay, let's see what this... Oh, shit, they got Jim Florentine, they got Nick DiPaolo, they got, Bobby Kelly... Who's that? No.
They got this shit Ramones logo wannabe faggots.
No. But you look at all the actual, like, I guess you call them celebrities, comedians.
Yeah.
Okay. That have it. You know, you got, what's his name? The midget with the cap teeth and a fake tan. My wife hates me guy.
Rich Voss.
Yeah. He stinks.
Okay. I was thinking of an actual midget. I'm like, we have a midget on the network?
Actually, he's like fucking
transsexuals.
He's like 4'11". His wife is like 6'2". It's ridiculous. Okay, so you see all these names, and it's like, which, if you were a brand new, like, visitor, who would you listen to first?
I was just about to ask you that.
That's my point. Right. So we should change our logo to, like, tits. Like, just, we need to take a picture of somebody's tits that they will allow us to use. And just don't even write Jersey Jerk Show. Just put tits as an icon. Because if I was a visitor... I would want to see what's the tits all about. You know what I mean?
Or what the tits?
Yeah. What the tits was that? Or how about like a picture of a nice, beautiful vagina? Wouldn't you want to see what that is too?
Absolutely.
See what happens when you click on it. And hopefully it sprays you in the face. And
I finally get to see what a vagina looks like. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, he was very...
It's always about death with Chris.
He's very complimentary of the show. Loves what we do. Doesn't understand why we don't do other stuff. All right. More stuff.
Anybody who wants to be an intern, email us your resume,
and be willing to drive to this part of New Jersey.
They could do it remote. Dude, just email resumes.
How are you?
CSB in Cherry Hill. I mean,
but how do you become an intern for the show if you're never here?
You can be here.
I just want to read people's resumes on the air. Stop ruining everything. Just send your resume.
Just know that your resume is going to be read on the air. Somebody that does all that shit, blasts social media, takes clips and cuts and put them on a YouTube page.
Whatever happened to that chick that wanted to be on the show? Our mutual friend that reached out to you?
Her son got sick. I'll reach back out to her. I just have been busy. I haven't really reached out to her. I'll reach out to her again.
All right.
Maybe
she's got a fucking idea we didn't think about. Apparently she has... plans or something, right? Didn't she say, I'll tear you guys a new one or something?
No. I forget what she said. No, she likes us, but she add to the show, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I don't give a fuck, to be honest with you. If you can add to the show.
And that's the problem.
Maybe we can put her tits on the video cam.
I should have never said that.
Maybe we put her tits on the video cam.
I'm the last one to be negative. But, I'm not negative. Who's negative? I love
you
the
are
show.
Negative, dude.
You make me negative.
I don't fucking make you. Don't act like I'm your fucking wife, dude.
your
life
fuck
is negative. That's nothing to do
my
with
life
me.
Is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I love my life.
You can't even tan right. Look at that shit. he's got a tank under his tank.
Hey, man. I haven't gotten a nice
sun.
No,
you'll get it next week. You're actually looking like you're going to have a really nice week, sun-wise.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thanks.
I just want to lift you up when you're feeling down.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Positivity.
Just don't take your shirt off. Nobody wants to see that shit.
Who cares?
I have no shame. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Who cares? No shame. No shame in my game.
Who cares?
So, I don't know, dude. It doesn't really matter.
I appreciate the fact that these guys want us to, reach for the stars, but it's kind of hard to go to the moon when you only have a car. You know what I mean?
Playing on the moon, bitch.
Right, yeah. I mean, everyone's already in the outer space, and we're just
chilling.
My thing is, it can't hurt to see if we can find somebody to do
Okay,
this
Marco,
shit.
Come up with an itinerary for us to... Well, no, seriously.
Email your resume in, and we'll find some shit for you to do.
I say, if you have ideas or if you hear ideas from these guys, put it down on paper, come up with an itinerary, a game plan.
I'll have
let's
my secretary
try.
Do it.
Okay.
Tell them to email our intern. With all their ideas,
we'll create.
I just feel like every time this is brought up, nobody does anything about it. We talk about it. No one does anything. So, like, I'm not blaming.
Are you still here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not blaming anybody either. I'm
like that dude said, efforts.
I'm not blaming any of you guys for it. I'm not. All I'm saying is we talk a big game.
And then never follow through.
Exactly.
With
here we are again.
Yep. It's fucking
year five, going on year six. Yep. So you won't say
more. I'm just saying, you know, we should do this, we should do that. Yeah, we should, but who's got the money for that? Exactly.
I agree.
Want to sell your place? Put it up as collateral. We'll get ourselves a studio
in New York. We got enough here. We got enough.
A year supply of train tickets back and forth.
We got enough here to get us to where we got to go, right? It does a job.
Where do we got to go?
Down.
Can't get it much lower.
Missy, he's talking to you.
We can't get any lower. Missy, we're supposed to go up to New York, but he can't.
Yeah, and that does wonders for our show.
We couldn't do it on
Nobody
Tuesday.
Gives a
we couldn't
fuck
do it on
if
Tuesday.
You're there or not. Nobody cares if you guys are there or not.
You're right. Nobody cares.
I mean,
still,
if you're going to go up there, do something. Go big or go home. You show up just to be part of the crew. Doesn't do anything for our show.
Very easy to get lost with them guys.
Exactly. So
all
if you
stand-up
have
comedians that are fucking on point.
I mean, Marco, either show up with like assless chaps, or you know, bring a shaved dog with you and kiss it during the show. Maybe you'll get some airtime, because when you go up there and you guys are with them, you guys are barely part of the show.
Yeah,
and I learned the first time when we went to Bobby
Kelly's.
And that
was only with two guys.
Yeah,
like with them two.
Yeah, and it was a disaster.
Imagine with fucking a whole room full of comedians that all struggling to talk.
That's why I'm not jumping at, you know, the
well,
chance.
Well, I kind of told him, I was like, we don't want to come up there and not have anything, you know, like.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, when we did The Hole for the first time.
That was different.
Rob made us the center point of the show. Yes. There were a shitload of people there.
Yes.
And I realized they're not the stand-up comedians like Bobby and them. But, I mean, they're all good in their own right on The Hole. But Rob made us the center point of the show. You couldn't, it was impossible to get lost.
Correct.
Where on the show, if you're going to go all the way up there, they better make you the center point of the show. It's not worth going.
Correct.
I agree.
Or you better bring your fucking A game.
I agree.
It's tough when you got these guys do that shit for a fucking living.
I know. I hear you.
They have a fucking hat they pass around when a bomb joke, when somebody bombs.
Oh, dude, I'd be wearing that hat the whole show.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'd be wearing
it
proudly, too. I don't
just
give a fuck.
It to me, dude.
Just fuck off.
Good job, Chris.
All right, I'll write shit down that he said. I'll try to remember what he said. I mean,
yeah,
talk to him again.
And you know, if Bobby thinks it's a good idea for us to go and tour and do our show in a comedy club, then you know,
I just booked us in Vancouver next week. You guys,
I can't make it. I can't make it. I have to. I have to disappear. I'll just bring everybody down.
He didn't say tour.
Obviously, dickhead.
That was a joke.
I understand.
No, but I'm saying, if he wants us to do at a comedy club, I mean, lugging like all this shit.
Well, it's not only that.
Well, no, there's like little stuff we can buy. I'm like, we spend $700 on.
You know what's funny?
Listen, I know my employer wouldn't be happy to find out that I do it. I'm on a show like this, and I'm assuming yours wouldn't be happy either.
Absolutely.
So it's not that easy to get out and do a show at a comedy club.
That's what I was saying outside. This isn't our job. This is a hobby. This is something fun to do. We get a kick out of it. We appreciate that there are people out there that like it too. But we cannot afford to quit our day jobs for this, because it's not worth it. And if we take that risk, it'll take us a long time to start.
Oh.
You have a family.
Yeah,
you got a house. You got a place. I got nothing. Now, I got a girlfriend that I got to keep interested. So, you know, that takes money. And I don't have a fucking mint at the house. I can print my own money.
I look like a big fat fuck, you know?
Exactly. Thank you, Keller. So it's not really financially worth to do it. Unless we had some sort of contract that we know we'd be getting X amount, then you could talk about it. But even then, not.
Even then, is it worth it to roll the dice?
Well, what are you guys talking about rolling the dice? Nothing. You don't have to. Who said quit your day job? There's no guys like Bobby Kelly couldn't even live off their podcast. You know what I mean? Like, we definitely couldn't.
Yeah, but
their jobs are catered to what they're doing on a podcast,
right,
where ours is not.
We have to become
stand-up
comedians.
Hence the negative emails of how shitty we are.
They all say they love us. I mean,
I'm sorry. Hence the emails that say how shitty I am.
I don't know.
Maybe if I was a failed stand-up comic, I'd probably be liked a little bit more. No. That wasn't a bust on anybody.
It seemed like it.
No, really. Who's a failed comic?
Louis J. Gomez.
No, he's not.
Gomez is awesome.
He's not a failed comic. I'm talking about this dude that pointed me out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean,
truth be told, we had done a lot with very little. You know what I'm saying?
No. No, I do. That's my opinion. I do know what you're saying. I know what you mean.
I mean, to have...
It only took 3 years to get this shit up and running. Instead of sounding like we were doing this through a coffee can.
But did we really do a lot with a little?
No, well, we just went out and were ourselves.
We got on Riotcast because it wasn't Riotcast when we got on.
Right.
It was a couple shows with nobody really famous on it. It was just a couple funny podcasts, and we fit in. Now it's like...
So you're saying we're here out of obligation.
Now we're here out of loyalty.
Feels bad. Rob feels
now
bad.
We're here out of loyalty, which yes. is cool.
Rob's talented, and he's got a good ear, and he heard something good.
Right, right. That's exactly why
I won't... Yeah, he heard that Bobby Kelly keeps calling in.
That's exactly why I won't text him tomorrow night when the Rangers lose. Out of loyalty.
I don't know. You know.
I just don't know. People don't realize this when they hear the shows. We're the only show besides, I think, Kevin Kraft's show that is not in New York. Everybody else is in New York. Kevin Kraft, I think, is West Coast.
Yeah.
But he works for a radio guy.
Yeah.
So he has access to things that we don't. Plus, he has connections. Right.
They come in.
We are in a part of southern New Jersey that is, we're about 20 minutes outside of Philadelphia, and we're not in a position where you can walk the street of Philadelphia and be like, hey, look, there's Louis C.K. or hey, look, there's so and so. It doesn't work that way. It's not like New York. New York's like the mecca of entertainment, and it's like that's, you're a stone's throw away from anybody famous. I mean, when I was in New York in 2000, I'm walking down the street and I'm like, this guy looks familiar. It was Colin Quinn. He was by himself. He was just walking up the street. I didn't say anything to him, but I knew it was Colin Quinn.
Oh, you wouldn't have understood what he said back to you.
No.
But it's funny because our old, PR woman that we work with, she's like, hey, I got Leguizamo. You want him on?
He's going to come
in. He can only do it Wednesday night. I'm like, wow.
Oh, that's, I mean.
Well, why don't you guys, can you bring a microphone to the comedy club? No, we don't have that kind of setup here.
She's like, you guys are fucking useless.
Yeah. You know what? That's the funny thing. The facade is over. We've been figured out. This has been.
Wait a minute. You don't have top of the line equipment?
People have heard us say the word studio. They don't realize that this is like a bedroom with some shit in it. Like, we have a dining room table as part of the fucking, that holds part of the laptops and mics. And we have this crazy looking office desk that holds the mixer and the other laptop and my microphone. I mean, it literally is. It's jerry-rigged.
It is.
So, I mean, it's
no Riotcast Studios.
No, it's not Riotcast. I mean, you know, the only cool thing about this room is that there's a poker table behind Chris. And that's that just recently appeared within the last few months. Other than that,
it's called staging.
We even have a shitty fucking mic set up for guests that have to literally...
There's dust on the couch where they sit.
there's enough cat hair to choke a lion.
He's our guest.
Yeah, he's our guest. Yeah,
that's funny.
We have the extra headphones that Marker used to wear that are completely bombed out and depleted.
Jesus.
And, you know, God knows what's been crawling in them, and people are putting them on. Just from the years of sitting and getting dust mites, like not even working.
Ew.
It's really a ghetto setup.
Well, yeah. I mean, and between the spare mic, my mic, and Marco's mic, we might have spent like $28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus tax.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we want to do something on the road, we might as well get one of those Fisher Price audio things.
There you go.
And just record it and be like, you know.
It'll sound just like Haitian Idol.
Yeah, yes. I heard that, by the way. I said, why don't you just blame me for it and get it over with?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, listen, look, there's obviously, something.
There's people have hope for us, which is fucking a little weird.
Because they all know we're the best fucking podcast on Riotcast.
Chris, shut the fuck up.
Fucking right.
I truly believe it. I'm sorry.
I know you do.
I do. I think, but we're different from.
I like your positive attitude.
I will say this.
I don't hate myself as much as you hate yourself.
I will say this.
After our first show, he was contacting Howard Stern. Like, listen,
dude. Yeah, that was just ridiculous.
This cat.
I truly believe we're the fucking best.
That's Kevin Keller guy.
Yeah. He doesn't think we're the best.
Hold on a second. Stop cracking.
I can't.
So, this Kevin Keller guy actually pointed something out. He's right.
That you're fat? Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's right.
Okay, he's right on that.
You go fuck yourself. No, he's right, and I'll tell you why.
My sound bites are fantastic, I know.
Yeah, because I do talk too much. And if this show's going to be better, there definitely has to be more participation and less from me. Because you know how many times I'll sit there at the end of the night and think, God, we had so much dead air, and I had to just sit there and rumble on the same shit we were just talking about because nobody would say anything. Because everybody else was doing something else or just not saying anything. So I feel like it's on me to kind of fill the dead air. And I can't tell you how many times
it's like deja vu.
I've edited.
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
I've edited this show so many times where I had to literally cut out dead air. Because you can see it. When you expand the file, you could see the line. Which is funny because it looks like a flat line. And that's exactly what it
is. Yeah, the show died years ago.
Yeah. So I got to sit there and kind of group it
together.
Negative, Chris. I don't know why I got to do all that work.
We need an agenda.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We need.
We talked about this like a month ago. Remember?
We did. And I told you the last show we did, the only reason why I put that show up is because your brother said it was funny. I thought that show was terrible.
Which one was that?
The last one. You weren't here.
I thought it was garbage.
I thought it was terrible. I was like, I'm not even putting that up.
I listened back to it. It wasn't bad.
Which one's it called?
The one you missed.
The one you just missed.
Oh, it's not. You put it up?
Yeah. Carbed.
It, like, wasn't fun.
Is that what it was?
It's Carbed.
Carbed.
Yeah, it wasn't even fun.
Actually,
no.
It wasn't. I agree with her. But listening back to it, because I have no choice, it wasn't as bad as we thought. It really wasn't. It actually turned out to be okay.
Yeah. If you listen to it,
it would be pleasantly surprising.
That's fine. I'm sick of doing okay shows.
Yeah, no, same.
What I'm saying is it was nowhere near as bad as you thought it was, because I thought it was the worst, and I listened. I was like, that's not bad at all. I laughed.
I mean, there's been shows I've listened to where I've had tears streaming down my face because I was laughing so hard. Mm-hmm. And then there's other shows like that one where it's like, this is fucking garbage. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it is lack of preparation.
I agree.
Could you imagine we actually came prepared?
Why don't we would probably blow everybody out of the fucking water.
Why don't we just cancel the show for a while until we have prep instead of coming on and doing nothing specific?
We're going to have to do that when he's up and moving.
Yeah, but right? He's going to be busy moving. You think he's going to put any time in?
No, I'm saying we're going to be...
Let's just take June off.
Whatever.
No, wait until I actually move before we take time off.
We're going to take time off.
Because I don't know how long this is going to be.
Okay.
I mean, depending on how long I have to wait for this new place, I might rent an apartment.
Okay.
I don't know that we're going to be able to do it there, though, because we're loud as fuck.
It all depends, you know, how the apartment is. I mean,
soundproof the room.
Listen, I ain't trying to spend no extra money.
You'll have to.
Egg cartons.
Yeah.
How many fucking eggs do you eat?
Just go be on a supermarket and grab all the egg cartons.
Just dump all the eggs out and take them. We'll figure it out.
Well, I'm glad we shared with everybody.
We're sure everybody cares. But hey, they're emailing us about it. Fucking.
Yeah, well, fuck their emails. Let's go.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right. Till next year. Better show.
Bye, nigga.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.